we've arrived. A journey 8 weeks in the making has merely led us to the beginning. As the winds turn colder, the long summer nights but a distant memory, trees nearly bare, green grass faded, but these fields are still full of life. From the rolling hills of the Panhandle, winding down the rivers to the metro, an energy, an excitement, is building. The goals and dreams of every young man start on a day like today, on a night such as this. We begin on a road to Lincoln, on a journey that separates dreams from reality. And the reality is, it's win or go home. It's high school playoffs, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. Who could have possibly predicted this? What a trick we were thrown when the state pairings were released and we match up the Giltner Hornets versus the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Should be quite a treat in Giltner tonight. Giltner, you're defending Class D2 state champions, going up against a Lawrence Nelson program that has been on the rise for the last several years, trying to get back to where they were when they won back-to-back state titles in 2001 and 2002. The anticipation for this game is just downright scary, as Giltner has won 7 straight since their opening season loss to Gruden Davenport Chickley, and Lawrence Nelson fresh off a win against third-ranked Amherst. Two of the best teams in Class D2 get set to square off in the first round of the D2 state playoffs, and it's next on the Breeze 94.5. Let's get you out to the Cornhusker Power broadcast booth for the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
Thanks, Tyson. Tyson Veronica alongside tonight as well, and we are sitting here under beautiful skies and under the lights at Giltner, Nebraska. It is the New Tech Seed pregame show on 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are one of 7 games total today covered by the radio stations of Platte River Radio and worldwide via the clearing our portal, PlatteRiverPreps.com. The New Tech pregame show proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Contact New Tech Seed, a dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of NU, New Tech Seeds. Well, here we are, as you so aptly put it on the intro.
Yeah, and it's I just got done talking with the coaches down on their respective sidelines, getting set for this football game tonight, talking a little bit about the what we have in store for you. And Craig, we should be in for a great football game tonight here in Giltner.
All right, let's take a pause for the cause here in the New Tech pregame show. In 2 minutes, we'll hear the first of those interviews with Tyson Hebronic.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront in Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Good evening, football fans, and welcome to another round of high school football here on The Breeze 94.5, continuing coverage of high school football playoff action. We turn now to Class D2 for the first round of the D2 state playoffs. It features a whale of a ball game between the Giltner Hornets and the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Joining us first on the program will be the visiting coach, and that's the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, Coach Brian Blevins, on the program with us. Coach, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your Lawrence Nelson football team here as we get ready to enter the D2 state playoffs, the first round matchup against the Giltner Hornets. But before we start talking about this match and start talking about the way the D2 playoffs looks, the road to Lincoln looks for your Giltner, or excuse me, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, let's go back to last week, the final week of the regular season. Lawrence Nelson matched up in a good game featuring two high-powered offenses and a D2 District 6 showdown with Amherst, and your Lawrence Nelson Raiders were able to pick up a 22-14 win. That's obviously got to be great as far as the momentum is concerned for your team heading into the first round of the playoffs tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was a great win for the boys, for the football team and the school in general. And, you know, Amherst is a great team. They're a great program. And, you know, I feel like our boys really played well. We played physical, and we played our brand of football. And, you know, in the end, we were able to limit our errors, limit our turnovers, limit our mistakes, and we're able to come out ahead on this one.
Defense was a big key for you in that win against Amherst, holding Amherst to just 14 points in that last game of the regular season. Let's talk about the defense for tonight. You're going up against an equally high-powered offense in the Giltner Hornets. Talk about defensively how you need to match up against a team like Giltner.
Well, you know, Giltner, they're going to do a lot of things offensively. They're going to throw a lot of formations at you. They're going to throw a lot of routes at you, a lot of different run schemes. You know, they're going to show some speed options, some invert options, some dive option. You know, so defensively, it's just a lot to prepare for. You know, defensively, we've been pretty solid all year round. You know, as our starting unit hasn't given up very many points throughout the whole season. You know, but this is obviously going to be a huge test for our defensive unit tonight. And, you know, hopefully we just play our game. We got to stick to our assignments. You know, it really comes down to the same things every week. You know, we got to execute, we got to tackle, get off blocks, and, you know, hopefully we make some plays.
Talking just a little bit about these D2 playoffs here that were released last Saturday by the NSAA. Obviously not a very easy road to Lincoln for you. For your Lawrence Nelson Raiders, getting that first round matchup against the Giltner Hornets, but just kind of looking at this D2 bracket in general, there's really no easy contests, no easy teams that are here in the D2 side of things.
Well, that's the way it should be. You know, when you get to the playoffs, when you get to this time of the year, you know that every game on the schedule is big, every game should be tough. You know, we're at the point of the season where the only ones left playing are the ones that deserve to be playing. You know, the ones that have won games and we've taken care of things throughout the season. So, you know, this is what we expect. Playoffs are supposed to be hard, and I anticipate that's going to be the situation tonight.
You've had some matchups over the course of the regular season, and I'll point to three in particular. Let's take Amherst, for example, Meridian, and then the game against Shelton that the Lawrence Nelson Raiders have faced. Do you feel like your team has had and faced the playoff level of competition and is ready for tonight, Coach?
Well, absolutely. You know, we've had a tough schedule. You know, we lost a close game to Shelton just by a couple points, you know, and unfortunately we turned the ball over just too many times to come out ahead of that one. But, you know, Shelton was a top-10 team. They're a legitimate top-10 team. You know, then we took on Amherst, who I believe was number 4 in the state at the time. And, you know, we were able to play a real solid game that way too. So, you know, our boys have played tough games all year, and we've had a pretty physical, pretty tough schedule. You know, so, you know, hopefully that comes out in our favor when we go into a game like this tonight.
Coach, let's dive into the depth chart a little bit and give us kind of an idea of some of the names that we're going to need to watch here for tonight, in particular in your game against the Giltner Hornets. Offensively, Coach, you mentioned Raider football, a very tough brand of physical football. That's going to continue to be the case, I imagine, tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't anticipate Giltner is going to change a whole lot of what they do, and you know, we're not going to change a whole lot of what we do. You know, it might really be a battle of wills, if you will. You know, we're going to be physical. That's our brand of football. We're going to try to establish the run game, obviously. You know, establish the line of scrimmage. You know, and that's just what we do. And we're not going to stray too much from that, regardless of what game we go into.
Coach, who on your team are you looking at to step up and be leaders for you tonight?
All of them. You know, you get to this point in the year, everybody's got to play well, you know. It's, football is definitely not an individual game, you know, and we don't approach it that way. We're a real blue-collar, hard-working team, and, you know, we expect every one of our players to step up and just do their role to the best of the abilities tonight.
It's going to be, once again, a great football showdown here in Giltner tonight as the Giltner Hornets take on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Coach Brian Blevins from Lawrence Nelson joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, talking just a little bit about this football game. You mentioned limiting the turnovers, and that was a big factor in your win against Amherst. Talk about the keys to tonight's game.
Well, once again, you know, when we're going to approach the game from a running standpoint, we can't turn the ball over, you know. That was the difference, really, between the Shelton and Amherst game. You know, Shelton, we had four turnovers, and Amherst, we didn't have any. You know, we took care of business in the special teams as well and didn't have many errors, many mental mistakes in that phase of the game. You know, that's got to carry over to tonight. You know, we would definitely want to try to maintain the time of possession in our favor. Mm-hmm. We want to slow the game down, shorten the game, keep the ball on our side of the field, be physical. You know, and hopefully, you know, if we're able to accomplish a lot of these aspects, we'll be able to be in the game late in the fourth quarter.
Talking a little bit about the time of possession battle, you look at the Giltner Hornets, and they can put up points in bunches and put up points in a hurry, coaches. And it's been often said that, you know, a great defense is sometimes the best offense for a team. How do you plan to keep Giltner off the field?
Well, we got to sustain drives, you know, plain and simple. We got to be able to move the ball on offense. And, you know, when our defense does get out there, we got to make some plays. You know, we got to have some kids step up, make some plays defensively and offensively, you know, to hopefully put ourselves in some good situations. But by and large, you know, we got to take care of the football, keep it, you know, keep our offense on the field, limit their opportunities, and you know, approach the game from that standpoint.
Coach, let's just take it. We know you got to take care of business tonight against Giltner first. But as you look ahead at this these D2 playoffs, you know, just kind of your overall thoughts on the playoff picture and what you see here.
Well, you know, the East is definitely tough. You know, you got Giltner and Humphrey St. Francis and Falls City Sacred Heart. You know, you got a lot of perennial programs in the East, you know, but we're not worried about that. Mm-hmm. You know, we're definitely not looking ahead. We've had that standpoint the whole season. We're just one game at a time, and, you know, we're not going to really stray from that. All our focus is on Giltner and taking care of business tonight.
Once again, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders draw the D2 defending champions for a first-round playoff action. It is a eagerly anticipated first-round match, regardless of class. I think there will be a lot of eyes on this football game tonight. Lawrence Nelson Raiders versus the Giltner Hornets, and it will be on the Breeze 94.5. When we come back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we will head over to the home sideline to get a few thoughts before tonight's kickoff from the head coach of the Giltner Hornets, Jeff Ashby. Brian Blevins has joined us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight, and we hope to talk with you when it's all over.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Coach, appreciate the...
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our Men's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5 as the Giltner Hornets are getting set to battle the Lawrence Nelson Raiders in the first round of the D2 state playoffs. Joining us now on the New Tech Seed pregame show, the head coach of the Giltner Hornets, it's Jeff Ashby on the program with us. And, Coach, we appreciate the time, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
Coach, let's talk. First of all, just let's dive right into it here. The first round of the D2 playoffs getting underway tonight over in Giltner. You draw the Lawrence Nelson Raiders in the first round. Not a very easy draw at all for you here for a first-round opponent.
No, you know, things happened that last week of the season that kind of changed everything. You know, I know Coach Blevins and I were both talking, and we were both expecting a couple other opponents, and then things happened, you know, on Thursday and Friday night that somehow got us matched up.
And so let's maybe just talk a little bit about what you know about the Lawrence Nelson Raiders here, a team that from everything that we've seen on paper likes to run the football, play that smash-mouth style of football. Is that presenting challenges to your boys, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, they run the ball pretty well. You know, from beginning of the year to now, you know, they're kind of doing some things early in the year that probably didn't fit them very well and didn't look very good. And each week, you know, they've just kept getting better. And later on in the year, you can just, you know, see that's pretty obvious the way they're playing. You know, they're not making mistakes. They're not turning the ball over. You know, just miscommunication and handoffs like they were early in the year that, you know, they're a pretty sound football team right now. And like I said, that's pretty obvious by, you know, taking down undefeated Amherst the last week of the season.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your Giltner Hornets, because you had a little bit of a feeling out process early on in the year as well, as you're kind of getting the identity set for your offense. And that identity has been found, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we got the quarterback situation, you know, figured out and things like that we weren't quite sure of at the beginning of the year. And kind of like Lawrence Nelson, you know, we had to find some identity at the beginning of the year, and just each week we progressed to the point we are right now.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about that quarterback situation. Ben Heinrichs, the starter, talk about what he has been able to do for your Hornets.
Well, first and foremost, he's really become, you know, a better passer over the course of the year. That was kind of a concern at the beginning. We always knew he had, you know, the speed to run the football, and we'd be able to run the football, you know, with him along with Garrett Poppin in the backfield and Christian Lichty. We had a pretty good skill set back there, but we wanted to be able to keep throwing the ball. We knew we weren't going to throw it as much as we did last year. You know, that's pretty hard to do, but he's really come on. I mean, he's right now he's completed 71% of his passes and doing a really good job.
Talk maybe just a little bit about Jared Hastings. Here was the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season. Then he's moved out to the wide receiver. Talk about how he has made the adjustment throughout the season.
Well, you know, Jared, you know, I sat down with both of them at the beginning of the year, told them, you know, it's going to be, you know, we're just going to try to find the best fit for our team, whether, you know, it's Jared at quarterback or Ben. And we had been grooming kind of Jared to be our quarterback to take over for Jake, and then he got a back injury, broken vertebrae last year during basketball, and so he was out all spring and summer. So, you know, we really wasn't sure if he's going to play football at all. So, you know, that's why we got Ben ready to go, and he just, you know, got better and better as the summer went along, and then as our season's gone along, and we just wanted to see. We weren't quite sure how it was working out practice wise. They were both pretty even, you know, as far as throwing the football and running the offense, you know, effectively. And Jared adds aspect of our game in the passing game that, you know, he's a big target and he's a smart receiver. He knows how to get open. It's a win-win situation for us.
Coach, you know, I got to ask you about this as the Giltner Hornets are the defending D2 state champions. Talk about this year's team and whether you see any comparisons to the team that won the state title a year ago.
Oh, you know, not a lot of comparison. I mean, we still do the same things we did a year ago. You know, we just, you know, as far as the type of offense we run, we run the ball more than we throw it right now. And we got, you know, really good running backs right now, and with the speed at quarterback, I mean, it's hard to stop everybody, you know. And Nick Pricer out at a wide receiver has really come on for us with our jet sweep and as a receiver. And Christian Lichty is our X receiver, and when he's not there, he gives Garrett a spell at running back, and he's capable of doing any position. You know, we're both positions there, so we got some depth at that position, and The guys up front are doing a great job. You know, they keep getting better and better, and it's looking pretty good.
You mentioned that the play up front, that's got to be a critical factor of today's game, because here's a Lawrence Nelson team who only allowed Amherst to score 14 points on them just 1 week ago. So play up front has to be critical if your offense is going to get clicking today, tonight.
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive. You know, they do a good job. They're well coached. So we have sophomore Corey Hollick at our right guard and senior Dylan Beek at center, and our left guard is Justin Joyce, who's a junior. And they do a pretty good job, and this will be, you know, our biggest challenge yet. And as it should be, once you get to the playoffs, we kind of expected to play in maybe second or third round in the playoffs, but here we got matched up in the first round tonight. Mm.
Any adjustments defensively, Coach, as you look, as you see, get set to play Lawrence Nelson? As we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, a team that likes to play that smash-mouth power football. Defensively, doing anything different or sticking with the game plan?
No, we just stick with our normal defense. We run a 3-2 defense, and we just got to do our assignment, you know, play assignment football and do what we've been doing all year and things like that. So nothing really special.
Once again, the Giltner Hornets getting set to play the Lawrence Nelson Raiders here on the Breeze 94.5. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Before we leave you, Coach, and you get set for a kickoff of tonight's contest, draw up a few keys to the game tonight for us.
The turnover battle. You know, we've had a couple issues here lately of putting the ball on the ground. You know, a couple of them we get back, a couple of them we lose. So that's what we've been stressing all week in practice at this point in the season. When you get to the playoffs, it's going to be those turnovers are going to be critical.
Well, the old
we got to take care of the football.
The old cliche in sports: you win the turnover battle, you generally win the football game. Coach Jeff Ashby joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, we appreciate the time this evening. Good luck tonight as you play the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, and good luck. We'll talk with you here in the near future.
Okay, thanks for having me,
Coach Jeff Ashby on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Stay tuned here to high school football on the Breeze 94.5. It's the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. The Giltner Hornets should be a whale of a contest in the first round of the D2 state playoffs.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The Breeze 94.5.
Tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. All right, let's first of all, for the visiting Raiders of Lawrence Nelson, who come into this thing 6-2. Daniel Shore is the starting quarterback, and he'll also play safety on defense. Brandon Ward, guard and defensive end. Stephen Kimenaugh goes offensively at the end spot. Dylan Menke, running back and linebacker. He is a junior, 180-pounder. Wyatt Thayer, fullback linebacker, 155-pound junior. John Doty, junior at nose guard, 175 and a senior. Cole Epley, guard linebacker, 175 and a senior. Josh Himmelberg, end and defensive end, 175, and a senior. Dakota Thayer is the starting center for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. He comes in at 240. He is a junior, coached by Brian Blevins, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders being introduced on the field. Now for the hometown and defending D2 state champion, Giltner Hornet football team, Kristen Lichty, wide receiver and cornerback, 6'1", 173. He is a sophomore. Justin Joyce at the left guard and defensive end, 5'10", 175, and a junior. Corey Hollick, the right guard, defensive lineman, 6'2", 228, and a sophomore. Jared Hastings, wide receiver and the left cornerback, 6'1", 150, and a junior. Dylan Beek, center, defensive lineman, 6'1", 202, is a senior. Ben Hinrichs, running back, and the Will linebacker, 5'9", 158, and a junior. Nick Preissler, the wide receiver, and free safety is 5'9", 151, and a junior. Garrett Poppin at running back, and Sam linebacker is 6'1", 217, and a senior. And Dusty Wisenend, offensive lineman, defensive lineman, 6'1", 252, and a junior. He is a load to take on if you're the defensive line. The Giltner Hornets are being introduced right now, so let's take a look at the precision heating and air conditioning time and temperature at game time.
Yeah, Craig, today's game time and temp is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air in Hastings. Is it time for you to upgrade to more energy and cost-efficient Lennox heating and cooling system? Talk to Tom at Precision Heating and Air in Hastings today to find out all the tax credits you qualify for when you replace your old system with a new energy and cost-efficient Lennox system. Find Precision Heating and Air online at hastingsprecision.com or stop in Monday through Friday at 314 West 2nd Street in Hastings. And Craig, our game time and temperature is an absolutely beautiful Halloween night here in Giltner, Nebraska. Current temperature 54 degrees, winds coming slightly blowing from our left to right at about 5 miles per hour this evening.
No tricks and a lot of treat when it comes to the weather. We're going to take a break back in 2 minutes with the start of tonight's football game on the Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House Thursday, November 14th through Sunday, November 17th. You'll find homemade crafts, homemade foods, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, just follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Coverage of state tournament football through the state championship. Brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park, and Webb Road, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. And by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today. See how they can help you grow. Giltner won the toss, has deferred, and they will be kicking off to Lawrence Nelson here in the opening stanza of the football playoffs for 2013. I have said for many years, Tyson Hebronic, that the Nebraska high school football season is the shortest season, at least feeling-wise. I mean, you start with 100 degrees, you end up at harvest time. It's a great time, and everybody is in the mood for this, in a good mood with good weather. And if you're on the tractor doing some late-night corn picking, welcome aboard.
And the road to Lincoln starts now as we are just about set to kick off.
And there it goes. Garrett Poppin kicks off, and it's a squibber, goes down inside the 5-yard line, then goes out of bounds. Penalty flag fly, and we'll see what they're going to do with this. 80-yard field, 8-man football, remember?
Yes.
And so they are going to... Looks like they're going to re-kick it. They're going to do a redo. They back up the Hornets by 5 yards, and Poppin will put the boot to it one more time. Standing back at their 10-yard line are Dylan Menke, along with John Doty. No, that isn't John Doty. That's Wyatt Thayer.
Yep.
Thayer and Menke standing just inside their 10, awaiting the second kickoff of this ball game. Giltner lost their opening game, ripped off 7 wins in a row, and are here again tonight. Squibber across the 30, down to the 20, and finally picked up over across the field by one of the Raiders coming near side, and he'll get tackled at the 20-yard line. That was Wyatt Thayer, and in on the tackle there for Giltner, Kristen Lichty, and Corey Hollick. Under the lights at Giltner. And it is trick-or-treat night. We had a treat already, thanks to the guys at Sitting Bull. They don't disappoint. They said, look for the pizza on the way, and everybody here in the press box was looking for it. It showed up. It's delicious. Thank you so much. I formation under center is Daniel Shore, the quarterback. He'll hand it off right away. No, he'll follow the fullback through, and he'll pile forward for a yard or so. Daniel Shore is a 160-pound senior quarterback, and that'll bring up second down and a long 7 to go. They wind the clock. And it's kind of a sluggish start to this game.
Well, it's
were all ready to go for a run. Zing, zing, zing up down the field. Now they get set now. Shore with an offset eye in back of him sets the offense. Second down, 7. Fakes the pitch. Hands on the inside to Thayer. Thayer gets across to the 20, maybe 26-yard line. Got a couple on it. It'll bring up third down and a long 5, short 6 yards to go. He got about a yard on the carry.
And you mentioned the slow, sluggish start to this football game, Craig. Lawrence Nelson is going to be a team that we're going to see do this tonight. This is their offensive style. They like to ground and pound, if you will, and keep the high-scoring Giltner offense off the field.
11 minutes to go in the first period. No score in this one. Shore sets the offense. Everybody is in tight. Single setback as he looks things over on this 3rd and 5. One man comes in motion to the near side. They fake the handoff back to pass. Shore looking long. Fires out now at about the 40-yard line off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Stephen Kimmenaugh, the 160-pound senior. Could not haul it in. Punting situation indicated here for Lawrence Nelson. Standing back to do the return duties for the Giltner Hornets is Trevor Phillips and Nick Preisler. They're standing twin safeties at their 25-yard line. Fourth down coming. Gavin Bushcutter is the punter, and the snap goes through his legs. He has to pick it up and run with it. Tries to kick it, gets nowhere with it. It'll be recovered by Giltner at the 29-yard line. So that was a net gain of about 4 yards on that punt attempt. That was ugly from the get-go.
Ball went through his legs on the snap there. He tried to pick it up and tried to do something with it. And here's the Giltner offense, Craig. This is the high-powered spark you were looking for. As they are right up to the line, they're ready to roll here.
Austin Mazur actually was the punter there to get that correct. The ball just squibbed right through his legs, and he could not make a recovery on it. 1st and 10, Giltner gets the first break of the ball game just inside the 30-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. Twin setbacks in back with the quarterback. Hands off straight up the middle to the tailback. That's Kristen Lichty going forward for good yardage. The 6-foot, 173-pound sophomore picks the first up inside the 20-yard line, and it is Giltner. Check that. He didn't quite get there. It's going to be 2nd down in inches. They didn't move the chains. 2nd down coming now. Shotgun formation. Barks out the signals. Option toss, right side, 20-yard line, got the first down, cuts inside, leaves the ball on the ground, and Giltner falls on it. That looked like maybe it was Garrett Poppin or Jared Hastings or Garrett Poppin fell on the ball and saved that drive for Giltner. Ben Hendricks, the quarterback, stands 3 yards in back of the center, and now he walks briefly each way, setting his outside receivers two wides. Movement on the Raider line. Handoff goes straight up the middle to Poppin, and he twists and turns down inside the 10-yard line. And it's going to bring up second down and 3 yards to go. .924 going. Lawrence Nelson had an abbreviated first possession. And now Giltner, after Lawrence Nelson's poor punt attempt, has it in good shape inside the 10. Now they have a high snap. Goes over the head of Hendricks, and he recovers it at the 20-yard line. So there's two ball-handling errors on the Giltner Hornets right off the bat.
Yeah, and I was talking with Coach Ashby before the game, and he said we have to limit turnovers in this. They've had some turnover problems in the past. You looked at some of their games that they thought that they should have been more in hand. Turnovers were the issue. Giltner trying to limit mistakes, and so far at least recovering some of these fumbles.
So this scoring machine has a few glitches in the gears right off the bat. Shotgun formation, wides to the left, and the pass is completed out for close to a first down, down inside to the 10-yard line. Lichty was the recipient of that pass by Hendricks, and it'll bring up a fourth down coming now, and that was a third down play, and it'll be fourth and very short when the Hornets come back to the line of scrimmage. There's some talk among the officials now, holding call against Giltner, so all bets are off here. They're going to mark that third down play back even farther. As the referees consult, standing at the 10-yard line, they're going to walk it back from the 11. And it's from the spot of the hold, of course, so that has no bearing on the original line of scrimmage. So they lose a net of about 1 yard. So instead of third and 15, where they didn't convert, they have third and 16 and another opportunity. Slot to the right side, wides both ways. Lichty is the wide out to the left. Barking out the signals, Hendricks has one setback. That's popping with him. Takes the snap cleanly this time. Fires across the middle long. Looking for beautiful. Oh, in and out of the hands of Jared Hastings. He laid out for it and couldn't pull it in.
Jared Hastings, a converted quarterback. He started the season off for the Giltner Hornets, as you might remember, at the quarterback position. Almost made a beautiful one-handed grab, justifying why we kind of move things around here in Giltner and put Hastings in that receiver spot.
Fourth down coming now, still a long distance to go. Fourth and 15, but Giltner will not try the field goal attempt, which certainly would not punt. So there's Hendricks standing about seven behind his center. Wides both ways, slot to the right side. There's the snap, fielded cleanly by Hendricks. Fires again downfield, looking for Hastings again and again. He has to lay out, but incomplete. And that'll turn the ball over on downs to Lawrence Nelson.
They must have saw something early on in film from the Lawrence Nelson Raider defense, because it was really the same route. A little post and go route from Jared Hastings, and just a little ahead of Hastings both times. There.
Yep. All right, first and 10 going the other way. Lawrence Nelson with their second possession. And they'll start at just outside their 20-yard line. Short of the quarterback, I formation. Everybody else is in tight. Handoff this time goes to the fullback, who churns forward for about 2 yards. Coming up off the bottom of the pile there is Cole Epley. He's actually listed as a guard. He was lined up in the backfield that time. 175-pound senior. Second down, 7 yards to go. They're running right at Big Dusty Wisnen there, right in the center of the line. I formation, and again the handoff this time goes to the tailback, who's got some running room and gets out to the first down marker. They're going to give him progress, I think, to move the chains. Carrying on that play was Dylan Menke, the tailback. And it does. First and 10 for Lawrence Nelson, their first down from scrimmage for tonight. 7:39 to go. We've got no score. Blue Hill won earlier today, 21-6 here on the Breeze. I formation now, first and 10. Handoff this time again to the tailback. He's got some running room and scoots all the way out beyond the sticks as he twists and gets another 3 yards. And that was Menke one more time. So Menke up the middle has been exactly what Lawrence Nelson has needed to spark their offense here early on with this no score in 7:22 with the clock stopped as they move the chains. They'll crank it here in just a minute. Shore checks things out. He's got everybody in tight with the I formation. New set of running back. No, that is Minky again. He goes to the right side and crashes out for about a 2-yard gain. It'll bring up second down and 8 for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. They're going to pound the ball. Giltner is going to do a little bit of everything. They play off that spread formation, of course, and certainly do have the ability to run the ball, but it's not a power running game. Second down. Now they mark it back a little bit. It's second down, 9 to go for Lawrence Nelson. Shore under center. He's got those two big running backs. Menke again dots the eye, gets the carry, right side, and he gets tackled almost immediately, falls forward for a yard or two. Let's give credit on that tackle to Hendricks. Also over there was Jared Hastings. So the offensive pitch-catch duo on defense that time, and it's third down and 7 yards to go for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. 6:18 and the clock ticking in the first period. Beautiful night for football. Precision heating and air time and, well, temperature. We'll worry about the time right now. It was 54 when we started this thing. Single setback. Now they spread things out. They got a wing on the left side, wide out on the left side. They pitch, and the quarterback leads the way, blocking from Menke. There's a flag down. Menke gets down inside the 25-yard line, but it's all coming back.
It's, of course, a flag on the line of scrimmage. That's in the area of holding, Craig. We will get the official call here from the referee as he comes to the center of the field.
Unless it's Brett Favre for the Packers, you only find the quarterback leading the blocking an 8-man.
And it is going to be a hold on the Raiders. So march that back.
The ball was at the 31-yard line. It looks like the hold took place right about there. And so they're going to mark it back from essentially the line of scrimmage where the holding occurred. And they go back 10 yards. Brings up third down and a strong 15, probably 16 yards to go. So that play had a little bit of spark to it, but for naught. Menke dots the I. The up man again is Cole Epley, listed as a guard, big guy, 175 pounds. Back to pass now. Looking downfield is Shore. Now he's got to scramble around, gets up to the 40, close to the original sticks, the near stick. He still has 10 yards to go for a first down. And so he got the penalty yardage back, essentially, but it's fourth down and a little over 10 yards to go with 5 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the first period. No score. We're at Giltner. It's Lawrence Nelson in the opening round of the D2 playoffs.
We'll see what Lawrence Nelson likes to do here.
They're going to go punt. Last time the punt was absolutely ugly. Went between the legs of the punter, and he couldn't recover, and it was about a net 4-yard punt. This is much better. He's got gloves on. High kick, nice kick, and it goes inside the 10-yard line, fumbled by the return man for Giltner, and he falls on it inside the 5-yard line. So they have had fumble-itis here so far tonight. Fumbling that one was Nick Preisler, and he was able to fall on it, but it is not good field position to start out for the Giltner Hornets here with 5:08 to go in the first.
Yeah, likes to punt there, and you get, as you mentioned, with a field position battle, attempting to field the punt there. I'm kind of surprised he did do that instead of just backing off and let it go into the end zone, take the touchback. But instead, you muff the punt, and now some poor field position that Giltner has to work
on. All right. Hendricks, the quarterback, stands in the end zone, hands off. No mess around, straight up the middle. And Christian Leakdy does a nice job of swirling around, getting out about 5-6 more yards. And it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go at close to the 10-yard line, just inside at the 9. Clock at 4:49. No score. Giltner's second possession. Both coming off punts. This one, not the field position. Pitch, Leakdy, right side, cuts back, 20, Leakdy, 25, and trips on the 25-yard line and falls forward to about the 29. We'll see where they spot it at the 26. I think some Halloween gremlins reached up and grabbed his ankle there because he had some green in front of him.
He had a lot of daylight there. I'm going to put the 25 yard line on the tackle there for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders because he might have been able to take that one to the distance, Craig.
Two men in the backfield with Hendricks, who stands about 7-8 yards in back of the center this time. Everybody else is in tight. Snap. It'll be a quarterback keeper, and he is hammered, and the ball pops out again. This time it could be Lawrence Nelson, and it is. Hendricks coughs it up on it was a hard hit. That was not mishandling. He was walloped.
Now, it's only the first turnover loss for Giltner, but Craig, they put the ball on the turf four times already, and only in this first quarter. They've got to get these ball control issues solved here if we're going to move on.
First and 10 for Lawrence Nelson. This time they are in Giltner territory, 30-yard line where they set up shop. Shore is the quarterback. He's got his two big running backs, Doty and Menke. Dots the eye, under center, everybody else is in tight. The first down play goes air. Shore looking to the right, and he tries to fire out in the flat. Nice defensive play there by Poppin. Too nice, said the official. Flag comes in. We're going to have a pass interference call on Poppin.
Looked like some pretty good defense, but Poppin, I think he just brought the arm down just enough as he was going up for the catch. Probably the right call here. As they get together, they're going to discuss this one, but it does look like it's going to be a defensive pass interference call, judging by the reaction of the Lawrence Nelson sideline.
Stops the clock at 4:13. From your Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert along with Tyson Hebronic here from Giltner. They've got a beautiful facility. They installed new bleachers on the home side this year, and they moved the ones that were the home bleachers across the field, so both sets of fans have nice bleachers here this year. My, that is a major from the point of infraction of 15 more yards, and it marches the ball down to the 15-yard line of the Giltner Hornets. Wow.
That was a
whopper.
That is a big penalty because it was only about a 2 or 3 yard screen pass with a lot of defensive help to come.
Game of seconds because it would have been a beautiful defensive play. Hand off to Menke, and he's going to be stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. Coming up big on that was Corey Hollick for the tackle. Also in on the it was Hollick all the way. He just stuffed him. It's second down and about 9 yards to go. 3:51 to go, first period of play. The Breeze, 94.5, second playoff game of the day. Blue Hill winning over Hitchcock County 21-6 earlier today. Single setback, wides both ways. Slot man left side. Pitch, left side. Again, the quarterback leads the blocking. A cutback by Menke, and he gets down to the 10-yard line. They just pull a whole student body left on that one. And they picked up a couple of yards, 4 yards. Third down and 5 coming. From deep in Giltner territory.
Great vision by Menke on that play as the Giltner defense came swarming to the to our right side, and he just makes a nice simple cutback for a good 4 yard gain.
Again, Shore comes up under center. Everybody is in tight. I formation. Checks things over, barks the signals, hands off Menke, left side this time, and they string it out, and coming down with the final tackler, Christian Lichty. And that'll bring up fourth down and about 4 yards to go for Lawrence Nelson. This would be a big stand here for Giltner. If they can force the turnover on downs, they actually would have had a net gain from their original starting position, starting point at the last drive. So they fumbled several times. The last one was a heartbreaker for the Hornets as they gave it up. Now it's fourth down and 4 yards to go. Giltner trying to come up strong on defense. A timeout is called here. Timeout, Hastings Orthopedics timeout with 2:17 to go in the first period of play. We're back in a half a minute here from Giltner on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You find yourself taking time out from doing the things you love because of pain in your neck, back, legs, hands, or feet? As your neighbor and orthopedic provider, Hastings Orthopedics commitment has always been there to provide you with the best orthopedic care. All right, time back in from the KSIH Red Zone. It is Lawrence Nelson inside the 10, fourth down coming. Back to pass, Shore fires into the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Lawrence Nelson. Right at the goal line, or wait a minute. Yeah. Yes, he did. Okay. I didn't see an abundance of touchdown signals there. He caught it right on the goal line and then twisted in Kimmenaw, the recipient, on that touchdown pass from Shore, who rolled to his right and caught him on that little look-in pattern. 2:11 to go in the first with that score by Lawrence Nelson. All right, they're going to go for two. Ball is set inside the five-yard line as usual. Single setback. Menke pitches right side, tries to cut back, doesn't have the cutback, and I don't think he got in. He did not. So the score remains 6-0. Lawrence Nelson on top. Back in a half a minute with the kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, around four times, they gave it up once, and it was costly, cost them 6 points just a bit ago. So with 2:11 to go in the first period clock, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders have a 6-0 lead on Giltner's Hornets.
A six-play drive there for Lawrence Nelson. Takes up 3:04 on the clock, and it ends with that 9-yard scoring pass from Schroer to Kimmenaw for the Lawrence Nelson touchdown. Lawrence Nelson finds themselves up 6-0 here on Giltner in the first quarter.
Giltner was not able to capitalize on a muffed punt by Lawrence Nelson after their first attempted drive. They could not get into the end zone. Nearly had some pass play touchdowns from Hinrichs to Hastings, but they couldn't complete it. The second punt was a good one inside the 5-yard line, and Hinrichs coughed it up on a quarterback keeper. That turned it over at the 20-yard line. 30-yard line, I guess, for Lawrence Nelson, and they were able to convert. 6-0 now, and the Raiders will tee it up, and they give it a ride. It's a long kick, goes down inside the 5. Coming back the other way is Giltner out to the 25-yard line, and Preissler in on the return for that. So they set up shop with 2:06 to go in the third period of play. The first down marker, line of scrimmage markers at the 26. First down marker is out at the 36-yard line. Shotgun formation, option right side. Poppin puts the head down and gives the defender a pop as he gets all the way out past first down territory, and Giltner picks up a quick one. They move the chains. Giltner's already back at the line of scrimmage trying to get into a quick rhythm now. They've got wides both ways. Slot man right side is Hastings. Hinrichs pitch left side. Poppin got the corner. Got the first down. Got down to the 31-yard line. And so Giltner, two plays, two first downs. Move the chain set up quick. And they're waiting for the chain gang to get going.
Yeah, and Ashby's kind of going nuts here because his offense is ready to roll as the chain gang is slowly getting set here. Giltner moving fast here.
Hinrichs in the gun, has one man by him, wides both ways. Shotgun, handoff on the inside. Here comes Poppin right side. Inside the 25, down to the 21-yard line. And he takes his blocker right with him. Preissler was out there trying to block for him, and he just took him down with him. Boy, here they come back to the line of scrimmage again. Second down. And less than a yard to go, 29 yards in three plays just now for Giltner. Back to pass, Hinrichs, outside pattern, and the receiver can't bring it down. That was Preissler, and he was not able to bring the pass down, and it is a third down coming, less than a yard to go. Certainly four down territory for Giltner. But Preissler probably wishes he had that one back. Hinrichs has the first down, and then some inside 10-5. Hinrichs, touchdown, Touchdown, the Giltner Hornets scoring on the quarterback keeper from just outside the 20-yard line. And it's all even. How quickly they can strike. Five plays and a lot of yardage. Five plays and what is that? 65 yards, isn't it?
Yeah, 65-yard scoring play drive in five plays and three of them coming on big runs. Giltner going to line up for two here.
It's the I formation. Hendricks and Poppin dot the I. Option. Hendricks keeps it, gets the two. And quick as a hiccup, Giltner is back in it and ahead. 8-6, a minute 11 to go. Half a minute away from Giltner's kickoff here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
65 yards in less than a minute. You said you officially had, what, 54 yards on that drive?
Seconds.
54 seconds on the drive. It was, by actual count, they were just under 11 yards per play on that one. Giltner can strike so fast and so furiously. And now it looks like they've settled in to play some football on both sides. We should have a good game. We expected a good game. Giltner lost only one on the season. Lawrence Nelson lost only two on the season. Their opponents collectively had about the same collective one-loss ratio. Here comes Wiseman to put the foot in it. It's a line drive, bounces at the 10-yard line. Here comes Lawrence Nelson the other way out to the 20, 25-yard line. Barreling through there was Wyatt Thayer. And over on the tackle, Dylan Beek. First and 10 for Lawrence Nelson. The ball is spotted. Oh, there's a flag down.
It's a block in the back on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, Craig, and that's going to move the Raiders back even further. It's going to be tough field position for them to start off this drive.
All right, they move it back, and the chain gang, one guy in the chain gang said, "No, wait a minute." He said, "No, you got to come with me. This is that was on the run back." He wanted to give him first down and 20. That'd be home field advantage, man. First and 10 now. Lawrence Nelson, I formation. Menke dots the I. Shore calls out the signals, and the handoff goes straight up the middle. Giltner kept about seven guys right in the box there, and they couldn't run on that. Second down, 10 coming.
As Wyatt Thayer there on the carry, nothing doing as the Giltner defensive line held their ground, held tough, and stopped him right as he tried to cross the line of scrimmage.
Preisler is standing back as a safety, but everybody else is up close to the line of scrimmage for the Hornets, who play some pretty salty defense as well, as you know. 36 seconds to go, clock running. Single setback is Menke. Wideouts both ways for Lawrence Nelson. Schroer comes up under center, barks out the call, back to pass, fires across the middle. He's got a man complete to Kimenaugh, who caught the touchdown earlier, about halfway to the sticks there. It'll bring up third down, a little better than that, third down, and 3.5, 4 yards to go. We may not get another playoff here in the first period. Clock at 8 seconds to go, and I don't think we will. We'll be breaking here for a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. With your score, Giltner 8 and Lawrence Nelson 6. Back with the second stanza in a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors. From Fairbanks International, with 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan, inviting you to come in and see the new displays of flooring we have brought in. ArmorMax, a complete line of engineered and three-quarter solid wood with a 50-year warranty. From Mohawk, we have Embrace, the new soft yarn nylon with 10 styles to choose from. and Silk, the world's most luxuriously soft carpet with stain and soil resistance that never washes or wears off. Come to B&B Carpet in Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we are about ready to enter the second period of play here at Giltner. Lawrence Nelson has the ball. They've got a third down and 4 yards to go after the scoring fusillade by Giltner, which went 65 yards in less than a minute and culminated in a two-point conversion. There's your bulge right there. Giltner 8, Lawrence Nelson 6, I formation. Menke, actually single setback formation. Menke is the only guy there. Everybody else in tight. They fake the pitch back to pass Schwarr. He's got a man doing the drag pattern out into the flat, and he gets out to about the 30-yard line. The completion was to Josh Himmelberg, the end, a 175-pound senior, and he moves the chains, and Lawrence Nelson is set to play again, first and 10 from their 32-yard line. That time they got just beyond that seven men in the box that Giltner's been playing on a drag pattern to the end, and he made it hurt. I formation. Menke dots the I again. He'll get the call. Goes straight up the middle. Falls forward for about two across the 35-yard line. 11:33 to go until halftime. The Allens of Hastings Superstore halftime report is coming up at that time. We'll get you updated on some of the scores. We should have some scores to update you, courtesy Furniture Director. Pretty quick. All right, single setback. Wing to the right side. Schroer is under center. Second six. Pitch right side. Menke finds a hole, finds a cutback. Has one man to beat, but that guy brings him down. That was Christian Lichty at about the 26-yard line. Some power football there by Lawrence Nelson, and that is what they would rather do if they had their druthers. So the ball is inside the 30 to about the 20, just outside the 26-yard line. The Raiders have to get down to the 16-yard line on this 80-yard, 8-man field. Schroer, lanky quarterback, comes up under center. Offset eye in back of him. Everybody else is in tight as he barks the signals. Here comes the blitz by Giltner. They get by the blitz into the secondary. And after about a 10-yard gain, Wyatt Thayer is hammered by Garrett Poppin and brought down close to a first down. He's right on the stripe.
Lawrence Nelson bringing the ball there. Wyatt Thayer into the Case IH red zone, Craig.
And so they set up second down and less than a yard to go, probably the length of a football to go for the first down. Giltner's been playing seven men in the box, and when they've gotten beyond that, there's been a little bit of green. That time it was the case. The I formation. Menke is the back, and he gets the feed, cuts on the inside, straight up the middle, down inside the 10 at the Case IH red zone. They move the chains. It'll be first and 10. They can get down inside the one for another first down as they crank the clock with 10:02 to go until halftime.
So far, good job by Lawrence Nelson in that time of possession battle that Coach Blevins was stressing before the game. Another long drive here for the Raiders.
8-6. Giltner still has the lead. And the handoff goes to Menke. Cuts back at the 5. He gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Lawrence Nelson. And so he blasts through the final 10 yards of that Case IH red zone and brings Lawrence Nelson 6 points, a 12-point total, and now they've got the lead, 12-8 over the Giltner Hornets. That was smash-mouth football. The only pass was a drag pattern to the tight end, and that was a big conversion on two first downs. So with 9:40 to go, a lead change here, they're going to go for two. Menke crashing in from 10 yards out, 11 yards out. Schroer, back by himself, spread formation, fires into the end zone, off the hands of the intended receiver, Dalton Swilley, and it falls incomplete. And so the score remains 12-8. Lawrence Nelson with a four-point lead, back and a half. Wait a minute, there was a penalty marker down. Penalty marker down, illegal procedure against Lawrence Nelson. That'll be, of course, be declined by Giltner. And they They come to the sidelines ready for the kickoff. Coming up next in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to receive the kickoff will be Hastings and Beek. No, I'm sorry, Nick Preissler, standing at about the 10-yard line. Now going farther back is Christian Lichty. He'll stand with Preissler back inside the 5. It's now 12-8. Lawrence Nelson showing that they deserve to be here. This ain't the regular season anymore. Say the Hornets, we got to tighten things up. That looked entirely too easy.
And they did another nice long drive, 4 minutes off the clock. And remember, that drive started back at the 10.
Here's the kickoff, and it's taken inside. He steps in the end zone, and so it's going to be a touchback. Lichty, step back into the end zone, bring it out to the 15-yard line now. On the touchback, and it'll be first and 10 for the Giltner Hornets, who are ready to go already. Henriksen at quarterback. Poppin stands by his side in the backfield. Wides both ways. Slot man is to the right side. That, of course, would be Jared Hastings. Shotgun formation. Calls out the signals. Good snap. Back to pass. Henriksen looking. Now he's going to pull it down and run. Looks like he's got some running room. Now he fires it out, trying to hit. Tried to hit safety valve receiver Trevor Phillips, but that was incomplete. He looked like he wanted to take off. Well, he looked initially like he wanted to pass, then he had to take off. Then he saw an outlet there, and it was incomplete. Second down, 10 coming. Henriksen in the gun again. Wides both ways. Single setback, Poppin. Option, Poppin gets the pitch. 20, 25, Poppin 30, 35-yard line. Tackled right in front of the Giltner bench, Garrett Poppin with a nice run off the pitch by Henriksen. 9:26 to go till halftime. Giltner trying to get the lead back. They're down by 4, 12-8 right now. Lawrence Nelson just scored on a pretty powerful drive on an 11-yard run by Minky. They marked the ball back to the 30-yard line. It'll still be first and 10. If that was a block penalty or not. Inside handoff or a little shuttle pass. It's taken by Lichty, gets out to the 40-yard line. Nice play, new wrinkle there by Giltner. They get close to the first down, and it'll be second down and 1. What happened on that? Because he was way up.
I believe they marked him out of bounds. They said he stepped out of bounds there at the 30-yard line.
All right, he had the first down, so anything other was just added. Shotgun formation, wides both ways. Hastings, the slot guy on the right side. Henriksen fires over. He's got his man. And that time pulling it in is Trevor Phillips, and he's got the first down and more inside to the 26-yard line. So Phillips makes up a bit for not quite handling the surprise outlet pass from his quarterback. In all sincerity, he was not the intended or didn't expect to be the receiver. Inside handoff to Pop, and he'll get called down by about the line of scrimmage there. Second down, 10 coming. On the inside to Poppin, and they were there waiting for him. Clock continues to run now. 12-8. Lawrence Nelson with a 4-point lead over the hometown Giltner Hornets. Henriksen in the gun. Poppin in back of him. He'll keep it himself. Cuts inside. Got 5, 6, 7 yards, and a penalty marker comes in. So Giltner certainly has had some trouble tonight with penalties, but mostly laying the ball on the ground. They lost one fumble, recovered 3, but that's not a ratio you want to brag about.
Yeah, 4 times with the ball on the turf here as we're going to get, looks like a face mask.
Face mask against Giltner. So that will be from the spot of the foul, and we'll see if they mark it a major or minor infraction on that.
I had the opportunity to talk with Coach Ashby several times this year, Craig. He was frustrated with, early on in the season at least, his team's penalties.
Way back.
Trying to limit them. That's going to be the hands to the face is going to be a personal foul call. But he was upset with the penalties. He said he was upset with turnovers kind of throughout the season. And so far, that's what's haunting them on this Halloween.
Lichty must have been the guy. He's coming out of the ball game. Wides both ways now. This is a second down and 25 yards to go for the Giltner Hornets, down by 4, 12-8. Second period of play. Popping in motion to the right side. Back to pass. Hendricks pulls it down. Now he's going to dance around. Can't decide whether to run or pass. Keeps it himself out to the 20, down to the 35-yard line, 34-yard line. Picks up not quite half of what he had to have for the first down. So it brings up third down. Now, this shows how much he had to have. It's third down and still well over 10 yards to go, probably third and 16.
About an 8-yard run there for Hendricks.
Hendricks is coverage has been good by Lawrence Nelson. They work the option to the right side. Hendricks keeps it. Now he pitches to Poppin, and Poppin gets to the original line of scrimmage and then plus two, so it's going to bring up a fourth down and about 8 yards to go. So it's manageable, but certainly not a gimme. But I think the fact that they're going to go for it is pretty automatic at this down and distance situation, considering the Hornets.
And you mentioned not a gimme with the way Lawrence Nelson's been playing defense. Now they've been playing outstanding against this Giltner offense.
In fact, Jeff Ashby wants to think about it. Let's take a minute time out here. Brought to you by Hastings Orthopedic. Back in a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House Thursday, November 14th through Sunday, November 17th. You'll find homemade crafts, homemade foods, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. Just follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.
Passing inside the 5-yard line. A quick comeback on the timeout there. And a long pass for about 20 yards inside the 5 is completed to Jared Hastings. So Giltner called the right number, the right play, and it's now first and goal to go in the Case IH red zone with a shotgun formation. And Hendricks takes the snap, goes left side, and walks into the end zone almost untouched. And bing, bada boom, there you go. The Giltner Hornets back on top. It is now 14-12, and they'll go for two. Extra points mean so much in the game of eight-man football when you don't get them against a team that does get them. And so far, Giltner's got them. I formation, popping, pitch, left side, puts the shoulder down, and churns into the end zone. I think he got it. Let's see. No, the referee said no. And Giltner is 1-for-2 on extra point conversions. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Giltner kicks next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Give Ben Hendricks a lot of credit on that last drive. He came up strong on a fourth down and 12 yards to go. Hit Jared Hastings inside the 5 on that little skinny post pattern that They tried to hit in the end zone two times before in the first period. That time, Hastings went up for it, came down with it. It was first and goal from about the two-yard line. Hendricks took it in untouched, and the extra point attempt was, or the two-point attempt was no good, but it is 14-12. Giltner by two, and that's the difference on the conversion that they got after their first score.
And their offense had to do a little extra work on that play. Remember the 15-yard hand to the face call brought
that's
the ball
right.
back there. So good job by Giltner to stay keep the offensive pedal on the metal.
Wisnan tees it up. Line drive kick bounces at the 5-yard line, goes into the end zone past Minky, and it'll be first and 10 from the 15-yard line.
That drive there, Craig, 3 minutes and 9 seconds off the clock, 10 plays before the 2-yard run by Hendricks for Giltner. As you mentioned, going up 14-12 here on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders in the first round of the D2 playoffs.
6:48 is on the clock now. Allen's of Hastings Superstore halftime report coming up at that time. We'll get you some score updates here, courtesy of Furniture Direct, in just a couple of moments. It's been that quick a pace game. I formation. Minky dots the I. Everybody in tight. He'll get the carry, and he'll get to the line of scrimmage, and Giltner was ready for him that time. Poppin put the final hit on him, but also right in there on defense, Justin Joyce, the 5'10", 175-pound junior, I think got the initial hit on him.
Well, as far as your scoreboard updates brought to you by Furniture Direct, one game, of course, both these fans are interested in is the winner of the game between Nebraska Lutheran and Osceola. That's the game. The winner of that game will play the winner of this one in the second round. That's currently scoreless after the end of the first quarter.
Second nine coming. Man in motion is Menke to the left side. Schroer fakes it. Now he goes into the flat, incomplete. That was intended for his fullback, Cole Epley. And so it stops the clock with 6:06 to go in the half, and it's a third down and 9 now for Lawrence Nelson, which played power football on their last drive and scored. This time they went to the air, and they're sputtering here. We'll see what they do on third down and 9. Giltner's been playing them pretty much to stop the run. They've got a lot of people uptight to the line. 3-4 defense for Giltner with that 7 men in the box. Back to pass Schroer. Now he pulls it down. He's going to run for it, and he will be hit just inside the 25-yard line. He had to get at least to the 25-yard line, and I don't think they're going to give him the first down, but it's fourth down and anybody's guess as to what Coach Blevins is going to do for Brian Blevins for Lawrence Nelson's. It's fourth down. It's not quite a yard, but it's a little bit more than a quarterback sneak, too. So they're going to try the punt. Standing back is Austin Major, the punter, and he's standing at the 10-yard line.
This might be a good time to roll the dice here and try for a fake, catch Giltner off guard. There's
Giltner has nobody back in return, so Jeff Ashby thinks like you do. And he's going to kick it away. No one will be back there to return it, so where it stops, nobody knows. It'll bound at about the 11-yard line, and Lawrence Nelson will down it there. So that was pretty safe play by Jeff Ashby to order his special teams. Everybody up on the line. They were faking the block attempt, and also cautioning against the fake by Lawrence Nelson. And it was a punt away and down to the 11-yard line. First down and 10. Giltner in the spread. Hastings, the slot man, Poppin, the lone setback. Hendricks takes the count, rolls to his right, fires across the middle. He's got a man and a first down. That was Priceler. And it'll be first down and 10 yards to go for Giltner after that first down completion to Priceler.
There they give him the first down there on the spot. Chain gang comes on and moves it another 10 yards. 10-yard pass play.
5:08 clock stopped as they move the chains. Hendricks really fired at that time. Give Priceler a lot of credit for hanging on. He went to the ground to save it. First and 10, shotgun, man in motion. Hendricks, pitch, right side, popping. He's got about 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6 yards to go. It was a slow-developing option play, but that's the way Giltner plays it. It's not the down-the-line two-handed option. It's looks like a quarterback run, and then it kind of just slides out there. I formation again, wides both ways. Hendricks keeps again across the 30, and he pops the ball up at the 35-yard line, but there's a penalty marker down, and I don't know why. Penalty marker down right where Hendricks got hit, and I don't know if he was signaling that as the change of possession point and using his flag in lieu of a sandbag, or whether or not there actually was a penalty on that. The hit was at the 30-yard line. The recovery was out at about, what, the 37-yard, the 38-yard line, and the officials are trying to sort it out. So that is going to be the fifth time that they put the ball on the ground. The determination is who's going to have the ball. There's a push to the back against Giltner. That'll be declined, so that would add insult to injury. But there you go. Second turnover by Giltner. And Lawrence Nelson, which had to punt, now gets new life at the 38-yard line of Giltner.
So far, turnovers have been Giltner's worst enemy here in this football game. As you mentioned, five times on the turf, two times turned over to Lawrence Nelson, and now Lawrence Nelson on their side of the field.
You cannot give it up 40% of the time when you put it on the ground. First and 10, 38-yard line, Giltner. Schroer pops one across the middle, and he gets his man, Cole Epley. And he falls forward for first down yardage and then some. It goes to the 25-yard line. So Lawrence Nelson trying to include that short passing game in their arsenal. They play power football predominantly, but have had two passes of a short nature go for first downs. They had a drag pattern in their scoring drive before to the tight end, and he turned that into a nice gain, and that set the stage for their scoring drive. First and 10, when they come back to the line of scrimmage, there's an equipment timeout here. Somebody lost a chin snap, it looks like. And now.
And that's just one of those, that last play there to Epley. Epley just on a little quick slant route. As you mentioned, the quick passing here. It looks like they're heading back to the sidelines. So we're going to take a timeout.
Let's take a 30-second timeout here. You're listening to Giltner Hornet, Lawrence Nelson football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Your score is Giltner 14, Lawrence Nelson 12. Back in a half minute.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Thanks again to the folks at Sitting Bull sending over some pregame, I won't call it snack, pregame banquet, all on a couple of slices of pizza.
Had almost a little mini buffet over here in the crow's nest.
We had Thanksgiving dinners at less on my platter than that, baby. I always love coming to Giltner. Always love the guys at the Sitting Bull for treating us right. Even 2 years ago when they sent pizzas up to Howell's, my goodness. 4:11 on the clock. Now we're about ready to start again. Lawrence Nelson at the 25-yard line of Giltner. Giltner still playing 7 of 8 players close to the line of scrimmage, within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. I formation, Menke dots the I. Schroer tosses to him. Left side, Menke finds a cutback, but then it's immediately cut off. Nice hit there by Christian Lichty as he came up and held it to about a 4-yard gain. And I do mean held it, because he was gathering ahead of steam there, and that was a nice smack by Lichty.
And it was, it was a solo tackle there and quite a pop from Lichty.
Second down and a strong 6 to go for Lawrence Nelson. The clock at 3.5 to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Schroer sets the offense slowly now. Everybody is in tight. Menke, the eye back. Hand off to Menke on a little mini pitch, and he cuts in, gets only about a yard or so. And again, coming up and tightening down on that defense. Let's see who's coming off the bottom of that pile. I'm going to say again, that was Lichty. Lichty and I think Dylan Beek was over in on that tackle as well. Third down, strong 5 yards to go for Lawrence Nelson. 2:56 to go. Lawrence Nelson is trailing by 2. the margin of a two-point conversion. Giltner is 1-for-2 on two-point conversions. Lawrence Nelson on their two scores, not able to convert on either one. Slot man right side as they go spread this time. Single setback. Fake it to him. Back to pass. Schroer fires close to the end zone. And there to make the catch in and out of the hands. The intended receiver was Josh Himmelberg, the man that caught that little drag pattern in the earlier going that kept the drive alive for him. That time did not go in for the score. In and out of the hands, that would have been a really nice catch.
Perfect break there from Himmelberg on that play, Craig. And the ball just hung up just a little bit too long. Gave Giltner a chance to come up. And we got another timeout called, I believe, as Blevins wants to think this one over.
All right, let's take half a minute. Back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, right after this.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Seven playoff games on your Platte River Radio group of stations today. One more tomorrow. That's 8 total this week alone. And brought to you in part by our presenting sponsors, Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today. See how they can help you grow. And also by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park and Webb Road, Grand Island. Online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Lawrence Nelson lining up here. We'll get to a Furniture Direct scoreboard update after this play, Craig.
Fourth down, 4 yards to go. I formation, everybody's in tight. Back to pass, Schroer looking long, being pressured. He's hit as he throws, and it's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Incomplete. That ball was headed for Josh Himmelberg, and he couldn't hang on.
Quickly, just want to run over a few more scores going on in Class D2 for everybody listening to tonight's broadcast on the Breeze 94.5. A scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. We see Lions Decatur Northeast, the 9 seed, has beaten Meridian by the score of 64-20. They'll play Fall City Sacred Heart next Wednesday, and Lions Decatur Northeast will be the home team. Fullerton winning today by the score of 40-12 over 12 seed Parkview Christian.
Giltner with ball control problems tonight goes quickly. Hendricks gets a snap and fires it out into the flat. It is complete. It is complete over on the right side to Nick Preissler. The 5'9", 151-pound junior gets a four-yard gain on that completion. And it's second down and 6 yards to go. Hastings wide to the left side. Shotgun. Hastings gets the pass in the flat, but it goes on the ground. They're going to call it incomplete. It was a low pass, and it touched the turf. Otherwise, it was a good thought. Third down coming. 6 yards to go. Plenty of time for Giltner to get this thing going, but they have just not had a fluid drive tonight. Except for one.
I think a lot of credit is that to Lawrence Nelson's defense. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they played very well against this high-powered offense tonight.
Trips to the left side. Single wide out to the right side. That's Hastings. He gets the pass, and he gets it up across the 25 to close to the 30-yard line. And Giltner now has a fourth down and 4 yards to go. Now, they're in their territory. There's 2:17 to go. Lawrence Nelson can score in 2:17 as well. So let's see whether or not Giltner attempts their first punt of the night. They're leading by 2 points. And Hendricks is back there. He's the quarterback as well as the punter, so it could go either way, but it's looking more like punt this time. He's got wideouts both ways, and a timeout is called by Jeff Ashby. So let's take 30 here. Back with more on the Breeze, 94.5 and a half minute. Your score, Giltner 14, Lawrence Nelson 12.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Another score update from Furniture Direct. We deliver the score They deliver to your door. Furniture Direct in Hastings.
Let's talk more Class D2 action. Let's go up to the western side of things, where we see Shelton won the day against Sandhills Thedford by the score of 34-32. Medicine Valley picking up a 50-28 win against Elwood tonight, today as well.
CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show follows this on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM KKPR. Okay, punt formation. Hendricks will do the kicking. And it's a high kick, way high kick. And it bounces at the 30-yard line and just stays flat there. Lichty comes over and touches it, downs it. And Lawrence Nelson's got some pretty good field position starting at their 30-yard line with a full 2 minutes and 7 seconds until halftime.
I want to say about a 21-yard punt there. It just got too much under the air. It was one of those situations, though, everybody from Lawrence Nelson, you saw clear out, don't want anyone touching that football.
It went way high, gathered some ice at its apex, and then got real heavy and came down and plopped at the 30. I mean, it hardly bounced at all. Man, that was a high kick. Way above the light standards. All right, Lawrence Nelson comes out with a wingman to the left side, single setback. Schroer is under center. Toss to Menke, goes left side and gets some powerful running for about an 8-yard gain. Second down and 2 yards to go. Derek popping in on the tackle there. A nice run by Menke. They mark it back. His knee must have been down a little farther back. It'll be second down. Call it 4 yards to go.
Lawrence Nelson likes that little quick toss play to Menke. We've seen that quite a bit, and it's had some really positive results for the Raiders.
Menke's good-looking running back. I formation. He'll take the straight handoff this time, gets the first down, and then some. Powers forward, and he stood up at the 35-yard line by a couple of Hornets. Justin Joyce in there on the stand-up, as well as Christian Lichty. Stopped his forward progress, and he finally went to the ground. First and 10, though, on that carry by Menke. Minute 30 to go until halftime. Lawrence Nelson not showing any particular hurry up at this point. They've got plenty of time yet. First and 10, tights both ways. Wing right side, single setback Menke. They go the jet sweep one way, and then they reverse it coming back this way, and it is the end. Himmelberg carrying out to about the 29-yard line. Wasn't pretty, but it got the job done.
And we got
there's a player down. On the Giltner side of the field, Jeff Ashby is standing there. I don't have a number, and I won't even surmise what's going on there. Again, want to thank our presenting sponsors of tournament football on all of your Platte River radio stations. 8 games this week, and then goodness knows how many next week and the week after. And then, of course, we culminate the whole deal with every state championship football game live from Memorial Stadium on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550, as well as select simulcasting on some of our other stations, depending on whether or not we got local teams in state championships, and we hope so. Our presenting sponsors include Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com, and Channel Seed and Hildreth. See Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. The player on the field is Jared Hastings. And again, I don't make it a policy not to speculate on what the injuries are, but he's still down. Let's take a half a minute timeout. Back on the Breeze, 94.5 FM in 30 seconds with the score, Giltner 14, Lawrence Nelson 12.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Timeouts are taken by Hastings Orthopedic. If you find yourself taking time out for doing the things you love because of pain in your neck, back, legs, hands, or feet, as your neighbor and orthopedic provider, Hastings Orthopedic's commitment has always been to provide you with the best orthopedic care when and where you need it, taking you from a timeout to a time in. You'll find Hastings Orthopedics online at hastingsorthopedics.com or at any of their satellite clinics across central Nebraska and northern Kansas. To schedule your appointment, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine invites you to feel like yourself again. And I'm glad to say that Jared Hastings is up after that timeout, sitting on the bench. A little worse for the wear, but lived to fight another day. Second down coming. Menke gets the toss. He's got some running room. Left side down to the 10. Inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line.
And some great blocking, Craig, on that play by the Lawrence Nelson offensive line. You saw Giltner's defensive line got pushed really far back there, about 3 yards back off the explosion. Menke just explodes down the sideline, a huge pickup, and we have got first and 10 from the Case IH red zone. First and goal, excuse me.
First and goal at the 5-yard line in the Case IH red zone right now for Lawrence Nelson. This will be the third time they've been there with a reasonable chance of scoring, and the quarterback Schroer comes up with a wing to his right side, wingman right side. Single setback is Menke. They give the toss on the reverse sweep, and it goes into the end zone. A touchdown for Lawrence Nelson. Wyatt Thayer came on the inside end around, and that kind of trickeration there got him into the end zone. It is 18-14 now. Lawrence Nelson back in the lead by 4 points. Last time they were in this situation, they failed to convert the 2 points. And so we'll see what they try this time.
Nice little fake pitch there. We mentioned they've been running that quick pitch quite a bit today. That time they faked the quick pitch, handed off to Thayer on the inside, and Lawrence Nelson put 6 on the board.
I formation on the 2-point conversion. Everybody is in tight. Schroer directing a little traffic before the snap. They fake the pitch, back to pass to Schroer, looking into the end zone. Probably have to throw it away, and he kind of does. He tried to get it into... Tried to get it into Himmelberg, but it was a half-hearted attempt because he was covered by 2 Hornets, and it falls incomplete. And so for the third time tonight, Lawrence Nelson has not completed a conversion. 18-14, we'll take a half a minute, be back with their kickoff to the Hornets right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We're the shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We will revisit the Allen's Hastings Superstore halftime report here in just 28 seconds of playing time. But first, we've got a kickoff and a return. Kickoff by Lawrence Nelson, return by Giltner, down by 4 now, 18-14. This is not a usual situation at home for Giltner. But it's the playoffs. Gorgeous night. I don't hardly miss going trick-or-treating at all.
We got some,
I thought I would, but I'm hanging in there.
We got our door open.
Yeah, we did. No one's come up.
We
got a drive-up window here, and nobody's coming through. We'll be giving out pizza from Sitting Bull. No, I would not.
No, I'm going to get some of that at halftime.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, I knew you would.
28 seconds here.
All right, a little slow getting back together. Okay, here we go. John Doty Jr. kicks it off. It's a nice kick. Handle at the 5-yard line. Coming back the other way for Giltner. And on a tear, nice return outside the 30-yard line. That was Nick Preisler. He came on the run, broke through, got out beyond the 30-yard line. The final spot is going to be at the 31. 31-yard line, nice return by Preisler. And Giltner, with 22 seconds to go, has some hurry-upping to do. Wides both ways. Preisler in motion. Back to pass is Hendricks. Fires. He's got Poppin. Poppin gets out to the 38-yard line. 15, 14 seconds. There is a timeout going to be taken here by Jeff Ashby. And so we'll take a minute timeout on the Breeze 94.5. Giltner has 11 seconds to do something. When we come back, they're down 18-14.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. The only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second down coming with 2 yards to go, but more importantly, there's only 11 seconds on the first half clock, and Giltner has about time for a couple of wind-up and throw-ems, and that's about it.
We saw them strike with 54 seconds in a 54-second drive. They got the ball with 22 seconds to begin this drive. How quickly can they strike?
No timeouts left for Giltner.
Yeah. And with Jared Hastings
trips wide to the right side. Yeah, Harry Hastings is still injured on the sideline. Hendricks running around, and he's got no play. It's probably going to go. He goes out of bounds with 4 seconds to go. So he was looking for the long one. Coming way back from downfield was Christian Lichty, but Hendricks could not set up and toss it.
Yeah, a smart awareness play there by Hendricks to find the sideline. Looked up at the clock, saw he still had some time, and just got her out of bounds for one more play.
That's what you call letting the play come to you. Spread formation, popping in the backfield. Hendricks calls out the signals. Fires out in the flat. Lichty's got the ball, 30, 25. Lichty into the 25-yard line, and that is it. That is it for the play and the first half. And the score, Lawrence Nelson, 18, Giltner, 14 on the Breeze 94.5. Coverage of playoff football on the Breeze 94.5 is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park, and Webb Road, Grand Island, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com, as well as Channel Seat and Hildreth. See Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Well, let's take a two-minute timeout here, and we'll see what we can do to wrestle up some statistics and some scoring summaries and some scores from around the state of Nebraska with a whole raft of playoff games this afternoon and going on tonight next on the Breeze 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House Thursday, November 14th through Sunday, November 17th. You'll find homemade crafts, homemade foods, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, just follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors. From Fairbanks International, with 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
There have been 5 scores in this ball game and 5 turnovers by the Giltner Hornets. And Giltner is down by only 4 points. Yeah, I think that is a realistic statement because Giltner giving up the ball or putting the ball 5 times on the ground and still being down by only 4 points, they should consider themselves extremely fortunate at this time. The score is 18-14. Lawrence Nelson put their hitting britches on. They are here tonight playing some smash-mouth football and some pretty salty defense, but Giltner has not made it difficult for them in some instances to stand their ground because they lost 2 fumbles and put the ball on the ground 3 additional times, certainly interrupting the steady flow that Giltner likes to put into their offense. They scored initially on a they scored initially on a comeback. It was Lawrence Nelson that drew first blood short to Kimenaw, made it 6-0 with 2:11 to go in the first period of play. Giltner woke up at that point and took a mere 54 seconds to go 65 yards, chunking out an average of 11 yards per play. Finally capped on a 20-yard run by Ben Hendricks into the end zone, capped by a 2-point conversion. They took the lead back 8-6 with 1:11 to go in the first period. Menke for Lawrence Nelson scored in the second period with 9:40 to go, made it 12-8 after his 11-yard run. Ben Hendricks had a 3-yard run after a 25-yard pass to Jared Hastings, and they pulled out front 14-12. A subsequent touchdown by Lawrence Nelson has put them out now 18-14, and that's where we stand at halftime. Brought to you by Allen's Superstore, the You Get More Superstore. Check this week's paper or online at allensuperstore.com for this week's specials. The You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. And we'll take a break here and be back in, how long do you want? 2 minutes? Take 2 minutes, and we'll come back with a statistical update from Tyson Hebronic on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Allen's of Hastings Superstore Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen's Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunters' apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings?
Let's do a quick update on halftime stats right now. Craig, leading ball carrier for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, and he's had a whale of a football game as well. That's Mankey, Dylan Mankey. I've got him for unofficially 108 yards already in this football contest, and at one of those coming off that big touchdown run that he had there late in the second quarter. Then we have got Garrett Poppin. I have got him for 75 yards. But, of course, the two touchdowns, as you mentioned, for Giltner, coming by the way of Heinrich. So Heinrich's got the two touchdowns, but Poppin, your leading rusher for the Giltner Hornets at 75. Through the air, a little bit of a different story here. Schroer, I've got him 4 of 8 for unofficially 50 yards, but a touchdown pass. Heinrich's 6 of 11 for 53 yards in this football game.
So we stand here at 18-14, Lawrence Nelson, giving Giltner right now all they can handle, despite the fact that Giltner has certainly been generous tonight. As we said, they put the ball on the ground five times, and they've lost two of those five fumbles. That's losing it 40% of the time is not the way you want it to go. We'll go away for 2 minutes and be back with more on the Allen's of Hastings Halftime Report. Coming up, The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Greg Eggert, Tyson Hebronic back on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. We have seven games to give you across our Platte River Radio group of stations today. It started out earlier, Amherst and Hitchcock County, Ord and Kearney Catholic going on right now. Southern Valley at Sutton had a 6 o'clock kick. That's on Classic Hits 98.9. Ord and Kearney Catholic, if you can't pick up the air signal, you can get that at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Click on the link. Shadron at Adams Central. The Patriots won this afternoon, and Tyson will get you those scores. Thayer Central at St. Cecilia is going on right now. That was a 6 o'clock kick. Kimball Blue Hill. Blue Hill beat Kimball, and again, we'll have a score here for you in just a moment. Kearney High is at Millard West tomorrow night in the lone Class A game on the air tomorrow. So 8 games in 2 days. Not a bad afternoon's work. Tyson, how'd the scores come out?
Well, let's get you some of the final scores here from our Platte River Radio Network of games. Hastings-St. Cecilia, you mentioned that game on our on 1230 KHAS. Hastings-St. Cecilia winning this football game against a team that they just played 1 week ago. They were able to beat Thayer Central last week by the score of 40-0. This one, a little bit of a tighter contest. We know it's always tough to play a team twice. St. Cecilia on top by the score of 16-0. That game just went final. St. Cecilia, by the way, they're going to have a very interesting road trip as they head out west. I believe a road trip you made last year for the Breeze's Blue Hill went their way out that way. They're going to be playing against Hershey.
If you know how vociferous St. Cecilia fans can get, double it, and you got the Hershey fans. They are an amazingly vibrant fandom. And we went out there last year with Blue Hill, and Hershey ended Blue Hill's season on that field out by North Platte. But, yeah, it'll be a snootful for St. Cecilia to go out there and take on Hershey.
And they're going to take on Hershey because Hershey beat West Holt today by the score of 13-6. Other scores here on our Allens halftime show here, the Allens Superstore halftime show. You mentioned the Adams Central Patriots, their victory in Class C1 against a Class C1 opponent. Very tough Class C1 draw, much like what we have here for a first-round 6-11 draw as far as the challenging opponents. Adams Central was able to beat Shadron, a very tough Shadron Cardinals team, by the score of 22-7. I understand that Shadron kind of went about halfway for this football game last night and then made the rest of the drive today, but they fell today by the score of 22-7 to the Adams Central Patriots. Adams Central awaiting the winner of Norfolk Catholic versus Gibbon, and right now Norfolk Catholic, a very tough team in C1, currently leads Gibbon by the score of 22-6. That is a halftime score. I want to scroll down here to Class D2 to check on that Amherst score that you were talking about. That was on our ESPN 1460, ESPN Superstation 1460 earlier today. Amherst with a big win over Hitchcock County by the score of 58-22. They await the winner of Loomis and Bertrand, which had a 7 o'clock kickoff. And last checked, Loomis and Bertrand were tied in the first quarter. Well, for all of you that are looking forward to some D2 scores, let's get you kind of caught up as far as what we know on this D2 side of the bracket. As you know, right here in Giltner tonight, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, the 11 seed on the east side of the D2 bracket, currently lead the Giltner Hornets by the score of 18-14. Your second half is going to be coming up here in just a matter of minutes. Let's get you caught up on the other finals. Fullerton beat Parkview Christian by the score of 40-12. Fullerton, a 5 seed, picking up that win against Parkview Christian. Lions Decatur Northeast, they're going to be a home team against the number 1 seed Falls City Sacred Heart. Lions Decatur Northeast beat Meridian by the score of 60-24 today. Falls City Sacred Heart shut out the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who had a kind of a rough season this year. Coach Schnitzel's bunch did. Falls City Sacred Heart ends up winning this one 58-0. So Lions Decatur Northeast, Falls City Sacred Heart, that's the first official matchup we have for you here in this D2 bracket. Let's move up west really quick here. The Shelton Bulldogs picked up a win against Sandhills Thedford. The 2-seed Shelton Bulldogs, who beat Lawrence Nelson earlier this season in a 2-point contest, they ended up beating Sandhills Thedford 34-32, so a lot closer than a lot of those folks in Shelton probably would have liked it. Medicine Valley, they picked up an upset win against Elwood today by the score of 50-28, so it'll be the 10-seed Medicine Valley, the home team, against Shelton next Wednesday night. Your third seed, Stewart, they pick up a win against Garden County by the score of 44-14. They will play the winner of Anselmo Myrna versus Mulland. That game, at the end of the third quarter, Anselmo Myrna was leading Mulland by the score of 28-12. As we mentioned, Amherst picked up a win in D2. Up at the top of the bracket, Hayes Springs currently leads Layton, or excuse me, final score just went final. Hay Springs over Layton today by the score of 36-16. Still awaiting the winner of this football game. They'll play the winner of Nebraska Lutheran versus Osceola in that 3-14 matchup, Craig. And that game, we are still awaiting a score update for you. The last time we had a score update was the end of the first quarter, where it was all zeros in that Nebraska Lutheran Osceola. The winner of this football game will likely be the home team if Nebraska Lutheran can pick up the win against Osceola. So still plenty of exciting things to play out here in the first round of the state high school playoffs.
We're in the midst of the Allen's Superstore of Hastings halftime report. Get more for your dollar, locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. And they'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, not too doggone far away from the 40-yard line here in Giltner, Nebraska. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the start of tonight's second half with your score, Lawrence Nelson 18, Giltner 14 on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Breeze, 94.5.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, four-point bulge for Lawrence Nelson here in round one of the D2 playoffs. Coming to you from Giltner on a beautiful Halloween night. I mean, this is the kind of night that through the years, every kid ought to have to go trick-or-treating on. I mean, if this is not the appeal, all I'm not seeing, I'm just not seeing a big orange harvest moon out there, but that would be the only thing that would take to complete this scenario.
Tell you what, Craig, this is a perfect setting for the first round of the state high school playoffs. The last couple days have been that cold and dreary, cloudy, overcast skies. This picture perfect day as we get started with the first round of the high school playoffs. Talking just a little bit more about this Giltner-Lawrence-Nelson game as we get inch closer to the second half, the big story has to be, you mentioned on Halloween, the tricks that the ball has played on Giltner. Boy, they put the ball uncharacteristically five times on the turf today.
Yeah, and when you're a rhythm offense, that just stinks. I mean, it throws – when you're a rhythm offense, what you do has to almost come second nature to while you're doing it, if you know what I mean. And if you got that little hesitation that, oh, do I have the ball tucked away? Oh, you know, did he fumble? What happened? It just wreaks havoc with the rhythm of a timing offense like Giltner. And we saw them in rhythm one time tonight, a 54-second, yep. 60, yes, hear me right, 54-second, 65-play drive. And they look like the Giltner that we've come to expect over the past half dozen years. But outside of that, they have been a little bit wobbly in the knees as far as execution on their offense.
Now, a bigger story in the second half might be the man who we see walking towards the huddle without a helmet right now. That's Jared Hastings, who late in the second quarter, Craig, you remember, was out for a pretty long period of time as the coaching staff was trying to get him up and moving to the sideline. I do not see him with the helmet on. Again, as we make a policy, we don't like to speculate on injuries. But, from the looks of things, it might look that he might not return. That would be a huge blow to this Giltner offense.
It would be, but you know, primarily as a dad and everything else, it's just really good to see the young man
absolutely
up and walking around. That's primary. But you're right. I mean, he's a quality player. He's a quality athlete, and that's why he can play about three or four positions here on this Giltner ball club, both offensively and defensively. He split time first time we saw the Hornets at quarterback this year, and Henrik's finally settled in there. But he has shown what he has is he's got that ability to go up and get the hard to catch pass. and it certainly can spark a team when you can stretch out and come down with it.
And he made that great catch in the second quarter on a fourth and long
set
play.
Set up the touchdown by Hendricks.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Giltner deferred to the second half, so they get the ball back, albeit without Jared Hastings in the lineup. Tom Dinsdale Automotive and Channel Seat of Hildreth, presenting sponsors of tournament coverage of the 2013 football playoffs on Platte River Radio. Glad you're along to make it fun. Here we go with the kickoff. It is John Doty Jr. going to tee it up and give it a ride to Poppin and to Dylan Beek, standing inside the five. Poppin goes into the end zone. That's an automatic touchback. Just step into the end zone. You don't have to kneel it, anything else, in eight-man. Bam, it's a touchback. Touchback comes out to the 15 on this 80-yard field. First and 10 from the 15, as we'll see what, if any, adjustments Giltner has made strategically. Fundamentally, they just got to hang on to the football more. Spread formation, slot man right side. Hendricks keeps it right side and somersaults across the line of scrimmage and gets maybe a yard, maybe a half yard, but he's upended rather dramatically there.
And a little slow to get up as he got his bearings a little bit. Just a good athletic play and couldn't stick the landing, as the German joke says.
Yeah, he was upside down and the sky looked green there for just a little bit. Shotgun spread formation, fires out into the flat. Poppin's got it. Big man's got some steam and off to the 26-yard line and a first down. Stops the clock as they move the chains with 11:26 to go. Third, Lawrence Nelson by four on Giltner, 18-14. Giltner, first possession of the second half, moving the ball. Hendricks sets the offense, takes the pitch, pitches to Garrett Poppin. He's got some running room. First down, 40, 35-yard line. Poppin explodes for 20 yards.
Nice 20-yard run there by Poppin. He continues to have a good football game here. Quick word of note as Giltner runs the hurry-up here. I'd like to welcome our friends at 1230 KHES for joining us for bonus coverage.
Congratulations to the winners from the Hastings schools today. Shotgun formation. Hendricks fires out and misses a quick flare-out pattern. Hits the ground low pass. Nick Priceler. That's one of those passes. It's like getting the – I didn't mean to bring up baseball tonight, Tyson, but it's kind of like getting that throw out, you know, from second base. It seems like such an easy toss, and bam, it hits the ground. All right, second down coming, 10 yards to go. Shotgun formation, single setback Poppin, option, left side. He'll keep it himself. Will Hendricks gets inside the 30, and that'll be down close to a first down. He had to get to the 27-yard line for the first. Not quite there, but a manageable third down and one to go for the Hornets, down by four. 10:52 to go, clock running, third period, down by four, 18-14. Shotgun, back at the line of scrimmage again. Hendricks, man in motion, fake it to him, go right side option. He keeps it himself and gets close to the first down. Almost upended again as Lawrence Nelson has tended to go low and Hendricks has tended to try and hurdle and has made for some interesting juxtaposition here. Fourth down coming. He did not get there.
Going to be about a yard short, I think, when they spot the ball. Are they going to wind the chains here?
Nope. He says it's about football length shy. Any guess it might be popping up the middle? Shotgun formation. Nope, it's behind Poppin, but it's Hendricks, and he gets the first down, but not by a whole lot. Looked like he might have sprung free there. He had one man to beat.
I like that play, the little direct snap where you've got two guys in the backfield. You got to commit to one as a defensive player. It goes right to Hendricks, keeps it for a four-yard gain.
10 minutes to go. Plus 9 seconds in the third period. Hurry up at the line again. This time Poppin goes slot to the left side. Lichty is the slot man to the right side. Wide outs both ways too. Now Poppin in motion gets the toss. Right side can't get the corner, but he still gets about 4 yards as a flag comes in.
Once again, characteristic mistakes here for Giltner. This one in the direction of holding. They've had some ball control issues if you're just joining us, and they've had some issues with penalties as well. This one, again, right in the direction of holding.
All right, that was a first down play, so we'll see what that holding will do. The holding was close to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be from the original down and distance. They're going to mark it back 10 yards. That'll bring up first and 20. Ball will be spotted at the 35-yard line or thereabouts, just outside the 35. 9:50 on the third period clock. Giltner trying to get back in control, trying to get their bearings here. Down by 4 points. Not a familiar scenario. Shotgun, Hinrichs. Back to pass, fires. He's got a man crossing, and it pops out of his hands. That's Lichty, and they said it was incomplete. Kristen Lichty caught the ball, then took a lick and knocked his helmet off.
And a dangerous play was the Lawrence Nelson defender. Craig, I didn't catch a number, but ended up, as the ball was on the turf, the Lawrence Nelson defender wasn't quite sure if it was a fumble. He dove in there, ended up making contact from the helmet to the head there, and no flag thrown. Giltner sideline was all over this referee. They're still wanting a personal foul for that call, for that play.
They're calling it simply an incomplete pass. So it's second down and 20 yards to go. Hinrichs in the gun, wides both ways. Single setback is popping. Option, left side. Hasn't got any pitch. Then he finally gets it to Poppin, and Poppin recovers a bad pitch, falls forward for about 2 or 3 yards, but that was kind of a desperation play by Hinrichs that maybe he didn't have to make.
I thought really, really risky considering the problems that Giltner has had with the turnover. You've got to be smarter with the football.
And, of course, maybe that's what it's all about, just trying to get something done, and bad things can happen. Just under 20 yards to go on this third down play. Quick across the middle, intended for Lichty, incomplete. And it's going to be fourth down. And Giltner now has the option, pooch it or try for it. Because if you pooch it, you could put Lawrence Nelson back maybe inside their 15. Is that a big deal? I don't know.
Well, in a game like what we're seeing today, where field position seems to be the big story here, maybe you do try a little pooch kick, make Lawrence Nelson work.
They go spread, slots both ways, unless it's going to be a quick kick. Or a pooch kick without any protection. They're going for it on fourth down. Back to pass. Hinrichs, almost picked off. Cole Epley was there and went in and out of his hands as he was firing for Lichty or Poppin downfield on the left quadrant. But nothing doing. And it's fourth down, first down, turnover on downs. And Lawrence Nelson will get the ball at their 32-yard line, 32 and a half, right? Smack dab and bed of the in between the 30 and 35 now. As Schroer comes back into the ball game, first time this half, they've eaten a lot of clock. Single setback is Menke. He's going to get the toss. He bobbles it and has to twist a 360, recovers, gets a first down, and all the way down inside the 32-yard line. Holy smokes, he looked like Nureyev out there doing a ballet. He did a 360 with the football.
And Menke will tell you that's just how he drew it up. The pitch goes behind his head. He reaches back and grabs it. It ends up spinning, as he spins, shakes about 3 or 4 Giltner Hornets loose from the shoes, ends up picking 16 on the play.
If this was NFL Films, there'd be ballet music and slow motion all over the place. Right outside the 31-yard line is first down and 10, 8:48 to go, third period. Lawrence Nelson by 4, 18-14, trying to add to that now as they approach the Case IH red zone. Pitch, right side Menke this time, cuts back, has a little running room, and then he is stuffed. He is stuffed by Poppin, who came up and cut him off after about a 2-yard gain that looked like it could have gone longer.
So far, maybe a bend-don't-break mentality for this Giltner defense. They've given up some long plays, but they haven't really gave up a long touchdown play. Yeah. Most of Lawrence Nelson's work has come in the red zone. So far, Giltner are avoiding giving up the big play here.
Second and 8. Schroer under center. Everybody is in tight. Standard I formation. The up man is Epley. Handoff to Menke, goes right to the left side, and he is going to be stopped for about a half-yard loss. Coming up quickly there, nicely, was Hollick, and also coming over was Garrett Poppin, laying the 1-2 licks on there. And we'll call it just a flat no gain. Third down coming, and a long 8 to go.
To tell you a little bit about how good of a game Menke's had today for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, that's only the second time I have him for no gain or less in this football game. Very runner, keeps the positive momentum going here for Lawrence Nelson. Ball at the 30, third down, Craig.
This time, Schroer is in the shotgun. He's got Menke standing with him, wides both ways, otherwise on this third down. Clean snap, back to pass, fires across the middle. He's got a man, complete, should be good for a first down. That was Kimenaugh.
It's going to be a flag on the play here, too. Might be a helmet-to-helmet contact.
Wow. Personal foul against Giltner. Do they have a signal for helmet to helmet?
It's going
to
be
on. Or would it be too painful to give? I don't know.
Well, the referee just noted right there with the blow to the head. He was coming down on the play, and Hendricks just lowered his head and made helmet to helmet right as he was going down there. Didn't give him a lot of area to hit him as he was going down. But yep. There it is, blow to the head.
That is blow to the head. And that is a personal foul that's after the play. And they're going to take a long walk, pack a sack lunch on this one. It is a long walk, and they're down in the Case IH red zone. The ball is spotted at the 10.5-yard line. There are inches between the forward stick and the goal line. Well, for all intents and purposes now, they're calling it first down, goal to go from the Case IH red zone. Lawrence Nelson leading by 4, trying to add more. Minky dots the eye, gets the ball right side, twists down for about 4 more, and close to the 5-yard line. Minky, you know, every time you run across a team that has a running back, they feed him and feed him and feed him, and he just seems to get stronger as the game goes on, and that's what he's looking like right now.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing right out of the gate when he came out in the second half. You could just tell his legs were still growing strong, going strong from that first half performance.
Thayer is the fullback now. Epley had been. Hand off again. Minky, right side. This time he's going to be dragged down by Joyce, who came up on a nice heads-up play. No, that was hit. Well, Hendricks and Joyce were there, but he didn't get into the end zone. He got maybe a yard. They're going to spot the ball. I don't know if he got a yard. They're going to spot the ball right at the 5. Went more east-west than north-south. More north-south than east-west based on this field. Schroer, wingman, left side, single setback is Minky, calls the signals, Minky toss, left side, blockers out front, going for the pylon, doesn't get there. Inbounds, they wind the clock, it's going to be fourth down and, well, goal to go for all intents and purposes. Like I said, a case could be made that they might make a first down inside the 1-yard line in the Case IH red zone, but boy, that's pretty close.
I mean, the first down marker is almost from where I'm seeing it inside the 1. So
I don't think you could physically put the football down in the space between the fourth down marker and the first down marker. But here it is, fourth down from the Case IH red zone. It's Schroer at quarterback. He sends Himmelberg to his left. And now Himmelberg says, "No, wait a minute. These guys want to measure. These guys want to measure. Here's a measurement for a spot on the ball.
Craig,
that's not going to do
a first down here.
It's not going to do it. No, it's not going to. It's not because it's well in back of the up stick. It's very, very difficult to describe that the up stick, the forward first down marker is just shy of the pylon, and the football is shy of the forward stick. So it's fourth down and 1 to go, call it. It's either going to be a touchdown or a first down. They got to get a yard. I formation. Quarterback sneaking. I don't think he got anywhere. I think Giltner is held. Giltner says they've held. I'm not going to argue with Corey Hollick, and neither is the official. Giltner is held, and their backs to the wall. They've got 80 yards to go. They're down by 4 points with 5:26 to go in the third period of play. Giltner trailing 18-14.
We'll come back to that play maybe later on in this football game. A fourth and inches stand by
the... Hang on. They just remeasured, and now they're going to give them the progress for the first down. So instead of turning them away at the goal line, they're going to give Lawrence Nelson a fresh set of downs. This time it is first and goal to go from the Case IH red zone, right at the goal line.
Where's the replay booth?
Yeah, there you go. Schroer under center, look for that sneak again. There it is. And he gets in for the score. So Schroer for the score from inside the one. And it makes it 24-14 in favor of Lawrence Nelson. They'll try for the two-point conversion here in the third period. Quarterback sneak by Schroer. Got both the first down and then the subsequent touchdown. Spread formation. Single setback. Under center Schroer going for two. Back to pass. And a look-in pattern, slant pattern complete. Complete to Josh Himmelberg. And they pick up their first two-pointer of the night. And Giltner falls back by 12 points with 5:08 to go in the third period of play. It is Lawrence Nelson, 26, the defending state champion, Giltner Hornets, 14. Back in a half minute with the kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The Breeze, 94.5.
By 12, Giltner has given the ball up three times. Out of six fumbles. Here comes the kickoff. And it's a line drive. And going around the far corner, coming back the other way, across the 15-yard line, and stopped short of the 20-yard line. That was Nick Preisler on the return. First and 10 now for Giltner. They'd like to get something going. It's not that time is that critical a thing right now. They just got to get the wheels back on this thing.
And it all starts with just keeping control of the football here and then starting and getting that offense out of the gates here, out of the garage.
Two men in the backfield, everybody in tight. Handoff goes straight up the middle. It's Lichty crashing through up to the 28-yard line, and that is how they started that 54-second, 65-yard drive in the first half that culminated in 8 points. Second down coming with 1 yard to go. They're playing it tight this time, staying away from the spread again. It's Lichty and Poppin. That is a powerful backfield there with Hendricks at quarterback in the gun. Pitch. Here comes Lichty near side across the 30, and he gets the first down. Plus about 2 yards, so that'll bring it out to the 32-yard line. And now Jeff Ashby, I think, wisely is settling the kids down and just going for the 10 yards at a time if they can.
Seeing a lot more of Christian Lichty on this drive than we have here in the past. Maybe just some different moves. Ashby trying to see what's working here.
He was there in the first series, and he'll get it again, and he's got some momentum and gets across the line of scrimmage and out for 3 more yards. He'll be stopped at the 35-yard line. They marked him back. Second down coming, and 6 yards to go. As Giltner singles the play in with the pictorial array from the near sidelines, Poppin and Lichty are still in the backfield with quarterback Ben Hendricks. Shotgun, option, right side. Hendricks keeper, first down and then some. Down to about the 35-yard line across midfield. 3:46, clock stops on the chain movement. 26-14, Giltner trying to get their pins back under them. They have had a lot of ball control issues tonight and generally this season. So it has not been the picture-perfect D2 championship type of season, but they're still in it. Pitch, left side, Lichty looking for the corner. Blockers, he's got him, and he's down to the 25-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. Close to a first down. He has to get just outside the 25. I don't think or will they? They're going to give him just to the sticks, but not beyond. Second down and extremely short for Giltner. Back at the line of scrimmage in tempo again now. Lichty, tailback, option, right side. Hendricks keeps it all the way, gets the first down. Ball on the ground! Ball on the ground! And let's see who's got it.
Lawrence Nelson is acting like they do it, and they do.
That'll be the third time that Ben Hendricks has coughed off the football. Second time he's lost it.
Wow. And Giltner's sideline, you can hear a pin drop over here on the Giltner home sideline.
The blocking was there. The yardage was there. Just a bridge too far as the football popped out again, and Lawrence Nelson breathes a sigh of relief. And see, breathe a sigh of relief when you're still up by 12. You know the respect they've got for Giltner. 3:11 on the third period clock as they take over on offense after that fumble. Schroer is under center. He's got a single setback. That's Menke, of course. Pitch, left side, Menke's tries to cut inside, gets a couple, 2-3 yards. It'll bring up second down and about 6 yards to go as he's on the far sideline, front of the far sideline, which is Lawrence Nelson. Under the lights on this beautiful October 31st, Halloween. And Giltner, of course, coincidence, in orange and black tonight. Now, it's coincidence that it's calendar, yeah. But they always wore orange and black.
Giltner,
it's not like college football where they change uniforms for, you know, hey, it's Wednesday.
Like Bjork and Dutch, yeah.
Under center Schroer on his second down 6. Fakes the pitch on the inside. Jet action. It is again given off to Wyatt Thayer that time, but he is snuffed out and tackled by a host of Giltner Hornets, including big Dusty Wisnant over there. He's like, yeah, that land on you. Dusty is 6'1", 252.
Big boy.
And that's before supper.
Big 3rd and 6 here for Lawrence Nelson. That would be a big defensive stand for Giltner if they can prevent Lawrence Nelson from getting the
now
first down.
Now, they've lost a lot of time. Before, yep, we said time was not of the essence. It's becoming that now. Less than 2 minutes to go. Schroer rolls back to pass, fires, and it is incomplete. It was intended there for Himmelberg, and it fell incomplete. Clean defensive play there by Giltner. He had one more man farther downfield. That was Kimina, but he went for the up man. And it is 4th down now, and Lawrence Nelson, I suspect, will punt.
Yep.
And this time, unlike the first time they punted this half, Giltner will trust them to release the punt, and they send two twin safeties back, standing about the 30-yard line.
Now, remember, back in the first quarter, about on that side of the football field, Lawrence Nelson had some trouble with the punt. Here we get a clean snap off.
Chrysler and Phillips back to do the return. Chrysler's got it. He's got a head of steam. He's got the 40, 35 down to the 34-yard line. Great run back there by Nick Chrysler. The 5'9", 151-pound junior took it on the fly and got about a 20-yard return on that and a net maybe of only about 13 yards on the punt.
A big run back at a big time as we are winding down towards the end of the third quarter. That's just what the Giltner offense needs.
Giltner can sort of pick up where they left off, minus a few minutes of playing time. Back to pass. Out of the spread. Hendricks pulls it down. Running room there. First down, then some. Hendricks cuts inside and gets down to about the 17-yard line. Ben Hendricks coughed it up last time, got the first down this time. Clock stops on the chains. And they'll wind it here in a moment. There it goes. Spread formation. Hendricks lone in the backfield. Fires in the flat. He's got big Derek Poppin, and Garrett Poppin powers his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Giltner, and it's 26-20. Wow.
Yards after the reception. That has to be a premium. He got it on a little wide receiver screen pass there. And the rest all after contact, getting through the end zone. Garrett Poppin, a big play for the Giltner Hornets.
That was from about 15 yards out. About a 2-yard pass and a 13-yard power run by Garrett Poppin. And he brings the Hornets within 6. They're going to try and get back within 4 with this 2-point conversion attempt. Poppin in the backfield with Hendricks. Shotgun. Hendricks keeps. Option left. He'll keep it himself into the end zone, and the 2-point is converted. 26-22. It is Lawrence Nelson up by 4 points over the defending D2 champs, Giltner. The kickoff coming up in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan, inviting you to come in and see the new displays of flooring we have brought in. ArmorMax, a complete line of engineered and 3/4 solid wood with a 50-year warranty. For Mohawk, we have Embrace, the new soft yarn nylon with 10 styles to choose from. and Silk, the world's most luxuriously soft carpet with stain and soil resistance that never washes or wears off. Come to B&B Carpet in Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Giltner has had two nearly flawless drives tonight. That short one and the other one came in the first half, which was 65 yards, 11 yards per play, 10 plays, 54 seconds. That was in the first half. They've shown to be an efficient machine only twice. They've had to overcome six times that they put the ball on the ground. They lost it. I said three. Maybe it was only two times they lost the fumble. Here comes Giltner kicking off. Squibb kick down to the five-yard line. Here comes Thayer the other way. Thayer's got some running room, and he's hammered at the 20-yard line. Nice takedown there, and a penalty marker comes in. Nice takedown by Dylan Beek, but now you'd say maybe it was just a little too aggressive.
We could see yet maybe another late hit. There was some extracurricular activity after the play was made here, so we'll see what the call is.
I don't know if it was late or just head-on-head contact, but it came just as Nope, it's a holding call against. All right. Well, so much for speculation. Holding call against Lawrence Nelson. And Giltner is the beneficiary of that. I thought maybe Giltner might have gotten called on a headhunt that time, but not so. So Lawrence Nelson is now with up by 4 points. Giltner within four. And now their defensive stand takes place at the 7-yard line of Lawrence Nelson, where they have first and 10. Giltner getting a three and out here would be huge.
Lawrence Nelson backed way up here as they go to the line on the 8-yard line once again, leading by 4, minute 10 left to play in the third quarter.
Epley is the up man. Menke is the tailback. He gets the feed, follows the block, and crushes his way out to about the 9-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go. Clock at 54 seconds in the third. Lawrence Nelson deep in their own territory. The ball is spotted just nose is on the 10-yard line. Wideouts both ways. Menke, the sole setback. Under center is the quarterback, Schroer. Barks out the signal, straight back to pass. Firing and intended for, but not caught by Josh Himmelberg, who is doing an out pattern and couldn't hang on to the ball. 28 seconds to go on the third period clock. And now it's third down and 7. And Giltner would love to make this a 3-and-out.
And a great route there by Himmelberg, unable to come down with the football. And more importantly for Giltner, that stops the clock, Craig.
That's true. 28 seconds to go in the third period. Straight eye formation. Now they send Epley out on the left side. Timeout is going to be taken by Lawrence Nelson. I think it's Lawrence Nelson. Nope. Yes, it is Lawrence Nelson. Timeout. We'll be back in a half minute on the Breeze 94.5 FM with your score. Lawrence Nelson 26, Giltner 22.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Playoff football all through the state championships in mid-November, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. And Channel Seed Hildreth, go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can improve your growth. I formation, fake it to Menke, rolling left, firing downfield. It is intercepted! Intercepted by Lichty! Penalty markers down. That'll be declined. Giltner gets the turnover this time on a nice interception by Christian Lichty.
And it was a ball that Schroer had just kind of threw up in the air, was hoping Himmelberg could come down with it. One of his receivers could come down with it. Floated up in the air just too long. Lichty, who has had a great late second half here for Giltner, gets one on the defensive side.
And he had great position on the receiver, as you said. First down going the other way now. This is exactly what Giltner wanted. They've got that second possession still in the third period. 20 seconds to go. Now they need to settle down and do their thing without turnovers to get things get their ship righted. Option left side. Poppins got the pitch. Inside the 20, 15. Poppin piles through to the 5-yard line, and he didn't get in the end zone, I don't think, but he knocked down two Raiders in his route. Looked like a patent tank going through there.
He's all the way down to the 5-yard line on that 23-yard run. Once again, ability to break tackles popping. Incredible here late in this second half.
Shotgun formation. Hendricks with popping to his left. Wide out to the left side. Everybody else is in tight. The wide left is Trevor Phillips. We've seen that fella catch a few touchdown passes this year as well. 12 seconds to go on the third period clock. Giltner in the KSIH red zone with a first down and goal to go at the 5-yard line, looking to go ahead. Shotgun, popping, straight ahead, gets down inside the 2. Two, one, that's the end of the third period of play. Your score, Lawrence Nelson, 26. Giltner 22, but threatening from the Case IH red zone with a second and goal when we come back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Garrett Poppin showing some Poppin power on that last drive as he had a huge run down inside the 5, a second run down to the 2. It's going to bring up second down and goal to go from the 2-yard line in the Case IH red zone as Giltner is trying to right their ship, get back into the lead. They're down by 4. They'd like to get back up by 4 if they can on the next 2 or 3 plays. The team still gathered around the Jeff Ashby Brain Trust. Jeff is standing at the 25-yard line looking in as he sends his charges out. Poppin is in the backfield. Lichty is in the backfield. There's that power set with Lichty and Poppin both standing with Ben Hendricks. Technically, Poppin is the tailback on this. Hand off to Poppin. Full head of steam. In for the touchdown. Giltner takes the lead. 28-26. The Giltner Hornets have regained the lead after nearly 2 quarters trailing. Yeah, trailing at home. They'll go for 2 now with 11:57 to go in this ball game. Or should I say in regulation in this ball game? Dunno. Wides both ways. They go for 2. This is huge. This is huge as well. Hendricks and Poppin in the backfield. Lichty the tight end right side. Pitch. Poppin. Option pass. Ball is intercepted. 2-point conversion will not complete. And it's 28-26. Giltner kicks off in a half minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Garrett Poppin put the Hornets ahead by 2 points with 11:57 to go in this ball game. 2-point conversion not successful. So it's a two-point lead for Giltner.
And we have talked about the Giltner quick strike offense all game long. On their route to the comeback here, that they have since taken the lead back from Lawrence Nelson, they've had two quick scoring drives. We had a two-play 17-second scoring drive. That's when they got the game within a one-score football game. And then that last one was a three-play, and because of the end of the third quarter, we ended up having 23 seconds ticked officially off the clock before Poppin ran it in from 3 yards out. But that was after a 23-yard run by Poppin. So some big plays from Garrett Poppin has put Giltner back on top, Craig.
And here comes Giltner. Wisenend has the leg to it here at the 30-yard line in just a moment. Got two men inside the five return. It's kind of an ugly kickoff. It kind of didn't turn over at all. It kind of stayed on its pins. It looked like a, what do you call those things? The
toppers?
Top, like a top.
Yeah.
And the up man caught it for Lawrence Nelson. And the ball is spotted at the 36-yard line, so a very short and I'm sure unintentional kick there by Dusty Wisenend. Dusty will try and make up for it, though, in the middle of the line for Giltner. It's first and 10. The ball just outside the 35. Schroer under center. Hand off to Menke. Menke backs to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be tackled immediately by Hollick and Wisenend. And Garrett Poppin came up from his linebacker spot. Second down and 8.
Doesn't this just get the feeling, Craig, like every single play has been a critical play, has been an important play throughout this entire second half?
It really has been, and it's been just a toe-to-toe slug it out here, because Giltner has not exploded in any singular play. Now there's a quarterback sneak that goes pretty good distance here, about 5 yards, as Short took it from the center and went straight off guard. I don't know if that was a called play or if he just shot a gap that he saw come up there. It's third down and 4 now with 11:10 to go in this ball game. Lawrence Nelson is down by 2. About a minute ago, they were up by 4. 2-point conversions have been inconsistent, and it'll be vital by the end of this ball game. I formation, Schroer. Menke dots the eye. Third down, pitch, Menke right side. They blitz the running back, they blitz the linebacker. He gets by them and gets out to the first down marker and then some. Boy, they had a run blitz on, and he could have been tackled for about a 3-yard loss, but they couldn't wrap it up.
Credit Menke on that run. He was hit in the backfield, what could have easily been a tackle for the loss. The legs keep churning. He picks up the first down and picks up more. Lawrence Nelson driving here in the fourth quarter.
Clock will start here with 10:41 to go in the ballgame. Schroer comes to the center. I formation. Everybody else is in tight. He'll sneak it himself again. Gets about 2 yards, and then someone comes up and gives him a pretty good pop. That was Justin Joyce. Came from the linebacker spot and popped the quarterback on that sneak. You come out of the ballgame now. Second down and 8 yards to go. Clock winds at 10:23. Again, if you're just joining us, Giltner had been down by 4 points for numerous ticks on the clock tonight. They're now back after two successive scores, out front 28-26. But now Lawrence Nelson, after a short kickoff, has something happening right now as well. They're at the 27-yard line of Giltner. I formation, ends are in tight. Schroer under center, back to pass. Looking long. Being chased now. Pressure being put on by Giltner. He's got to run it. And he gets down to about the 26-yard line. Literally no gain on that. Maybe about a yard loss. I got to tell you, that old Cole Eastman was churning at him. Cole is a center and defensive lineman by trade, but that time he was just chugging after that quarterback and busted that play up. He comes out now and Joyce comes back in.
Well, and it was a critical to the play. Kimina had just broke free of the secondary, had all but Green in front of him would have been an easy connection, but because of the blitz, he was forced to scramble and make something happen and ended up getting no gain on the play.
Single setback as Menke gets the toss, right side, has a cutback, gets a few yards. He'll be stopped short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and 2 or 3 to go, depending on the spot. The ball is spotted inside the 25-yard line, but he has to get to the 20-yard line for the first down, and he didn't. So now, Lawrence Nelson is in a do-or-die situation. Get the first down or turn it over to Giltner in not too bad a field position. Fourth down coming. Clock at 9:14. 28-26. Giltner has just now climbed, scored 12 unanswered points, climbed back 28-26. Pitch. Menke almost trapped in the backfield, keeps churning, but they're going to stop him. And Giltner will get the turnover on downs. They hold on fourth down.
Big stop from that Giltner defense. The quick pitch, which has worked so well throughout this entire football game. Giltner sniffs that one out and stops Menke for a loss. Giltner's going to get the football back with a chance to chew some of that clock up, maybe.
Menke is the kind of guy you got to put more than one helmet on. And that time it took three guys to stand him up. But stand him up they did, and shy of the first down. So Giltner gets another swing at the bat here. Sorry about the baseball thing again. Tyson's a Cardinals fan. I'm just giving him stuff tonight. 28-26 now. Giltner with the ball back. Shotgun. Quick pitch. Near side. Here comes Lichty. Doesn't have the cutback, but he did get across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. That'll be about a 4-yard gain. Call it second and six coming. Second and five, got a little more than I thought. He went out of bounds, so that stops the clock, and that's a good thing for Giltner on this drive at least. They would like to get another score, and they'd probably like to get another score with a lot of clock drained out if they can, but they'll take it either way. They've been playing tight defense here in the last couple of series, so I think they're starting to feel their oats on D. Shotgun formation, Henricks calls the signals. Lichty is in his back. He gets the pitch after he's almost taken down, and it is tremendous pressure put on by Lawrence Nelson, and Lichty is caught for a loss as well. I'll tell you what, Henricks took a chance even getting the ball back to Lichty. Lichty did a good job of hanging on to the ball. It was ugly. It's third down and 12.
It's the second time he is just kind of trusted Lichty on those plays. He kind of threw that back after he took the initial hit, whereas most quarterbacks would have just called it good after that. He tries to make the pitch. Lichty doesn't get much after that, though. So a loss on the play. But, yeah, another risky play by Henricks.
Well, there's nothing you say about Henricks. It's that he's guilty of always wanting to make something happen, and sometimes to a detriment. Spread formation, shotgun Henricks, and now someone's calling a timeout. It is Giltner. Yeah, it is Giltner. Okay. And so with 8:03 to go in the ball game, it's 28-26, and it's third down and 11 coming when we get back in a half minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8:03 on the game clock, fourth quarter, 28-26. Giltner trying to hang on to a two-point lead. They've got the ball. They took that timeout. They've got a third down and long after a pretty ugly play last time when it was everybody but the kitchen sink coming on a blitz, and Henricks was taken down, almost fumbled the ball, got it to Lichty, but he was taken down for about a 5-yard loss. And that's where we are right now. Poppin is in the backfield, spread wide to the right, actually trips to the right now as I look at it. Henricks fakes a pass, now fires long. He's got a man wide open. It's complete at the 30-yard line. That is Nick Preissler. A beautiful catch and nice run after the catch. Gets down inside to the 26-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. That was a pretty play.
Big play. Preissler coming in motion on the play. Sneaks behind one of the other receivers. Ends up getting some space there on a little wheel route. And Henricks finds him for a big first down for Giltner at a crucial time. They're third and long. They pick up a big first down, and now they're inside Lawrence Nelson territory.
If they score here, it would be the third unanswered score on Lawrence Nelson by Giltner here in the second half. Giltner had been anything but flawless, putting the ball on the ground six times, losing two fumbles, And now the referee's coming over to the near sideline to talk to one of the coaches on the Giltner sideline about what I don't know. It might be a little bit of a sideline warning just to stay back. What do you think?
As they get in there, see there, the coaches turn around. They're getting in front of the players, backing them up to closer to his bench. Just a sideline warning on Giltner. But they're huddling up here in the middle for reasons unknown.
The referees, yes.
Yeah.
First and 10 now. One of the refs comes over and talking to Jeff Ashby.
Seems to be content.
Gives the coach a pat on the back, so everything's fine. Kumbaya. First and 10. Shotgun formation. Hendricks with Garrett Poppin in back of him. Fake the blitz. Now they're coming. And Poppin is almost caught for a big loss. He falls forward nearly to the line of scrimmage, but it'll still be a net loss of about a yard on second down coming.
Almost drew Lawrence Nelson offside there on that play. Very close to an offside call, but got back just in time. Was able to get him for a loss of one on the outside blitz. Good play, Lawrence.
I misspoke, actually. That was not really a blitz. That was simply big old Brandon Ward, the defensive end, getting a heck of a rush. He looked like a backer shooting through, but he was just hell-bent for leather coming through. Shotgun formation, second and 11. Hendricks, pitch, left side. It goes to Lichty. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage and then some. Bring up a third down and 8. The ball spotted inside the 25-yard line. They've run successfully with Lichty and Poppin in the backfield with Hendricks. And that worked to a degree that time. Lichty stays in there. They send in Trevor Phillips at a wide receiver. Dusty Wisnan, the big guy, comes out now. Lichty is split wide to the left. Phillips is the slot to the right side. We have not seen Chad Hastings in this second half. Swing pass, right side, Poppin. First down and then some inside the 10-yard line.
And why not? Why not give it to Poppin? He has really carried the load here for Giltner in this second half. All of their big plays, their scoring drives have come with him, the football in his hands. Another big play there for Garrett Poppin. Giltner first down.
First down, and you got the same situation where it's a couple of inches between the up stick on the first down chains and the pylon for the end zone. That's crazy.
I thought it was weird when we saw it the first time.
Shotgun, Poppin is in the backfield, high snap, but Hendricks controls it but can't do anything with it. Is shooting through there again on a nice tackle. It was Cole Epley that time out of the linebacker spot for Lawrence Nelson. And with 6:15 and the clock ticking away in the KSIH red zone, Giltner is set to go with second down and 12 yards. Trying to determine the red zone on this 80-yard field. We're kind of working somewhere between the 15 and 20-yard line as being the red zone. Shotgun formation, second down, handoff. Here comes Lichty straight ahead, and he's up down inside the 5-yard line. We'll see what they give his progress, but there was a head of steam there as he popped through the line and got into the secondary. Hendricks comes over to the sideline, close to the sideline, questioning the play call, or clarifying the play call, I should say. So here's third down, and call it 4 yards to go for a first down, 4.5 yards to go for a touchdown.
Yep.
From the KSIH red zone, it's Giltner one more time, their third time in the KSIH red zone in this half. Handoff, Lichty stopped at the line of scrimmage, pushed back. So it'll bring up fourth down and goal to go.
Craig, this is
This
is the second time we've seen some pretty good stands here. This one from Lawrence Nelson. Remember back earlier on in the first half where Giltner stood up Lawrence Nelson, but Lawrence Nelson ended up getting the remeasurement, if you will, and was able to put that ball in the end zone. But with this same situation here, with the yard marker inside the one but not quite inside the pylon, we're seeing some great goal line defenses from both teams.
Now, Giltner, instead of getting the one that Lawrence Nelson needed, they're going to need at least 3 strong yards to get in or near that situation. Someone's calling for a timeout, and it's Jeff Ashby. So with 4:34 to go, a 2-point lead, and fourth and goal to go, Giltner calls the timeout. We'll find out what happens in 30 seconds here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Under the lights on Halloween. Gilman's hoping to get a treat. Do they need the trick to get it?
Remember, they tried a trick on the two-point conversion from about this same area on the football field. Jeff Ashby calling a timeout. Let's see what he drew up inside the huddle there.
All right, well, they don't want to be like Charlie Brown and get a rock. Power formation. Lichty dots the eye. Pop into the right side of Hendricks. Hendricks rolls right, being pressured, fires into the end zone. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by Lawrence Nelson. It'll be a touchback, and Lawrence Nelson first and 10 at the 15-yard line. That was costly for Giltner because it cost him defensive position as well as the touchdown.
Well, and another great defensive stand there. That interception, the throw, was made more because of the pressure, the coverage that Lawrence Nelson provided. Heinrich's just trying to find some space in there, but well covered by the Lawrence Nelson D. They're going to take over here on the 15-yard line. 4:29 to play, Craig.
All right, so instead of deep in their own territory, Lawrence Nelson has it at the 15. They pitch it to Menke. He's got running room up the sideline at the 30, 35, midfield, 35, out of bounds at the 35-yard line of Giltner. Man, he can turn it on when he needs to.
There's that quick little pitch play again that we have seen all day from Lawrence Nelson. This time he finds a hole, he breaks a tackle, and he's off down the sideline. A huge, huge first down as we are getting late into this fourth quarter. Drama building in Giltner.
Hang on, because if they score here, they will go up by 4 points, six if they can make a two-point conversion. But they've got a 30-yard, 31-yard drive to complete before we can speculate about that. But the clock is a huge deal right now. Giltner may be able to get the ball back one more time if there's a score here by Lawrence Nelson. I formation, now it's a mess. Everybody offside, and it looks like Lawrence Nelson moved. At least that's what Hollick is saying. Corey Hollick says he moved. Ref says you're right. They move him back 5 yards. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go. The ball is spotted back at the 38-yard line. 38-yard line of the Giltner Hornets, up by two with 4:20 to go in the ball game. And Lawrence Nelson, after intercepting a pass in the end zone when Giltner had it, fourth and goal to go at the four. They took it at the 15. Now they're out after a long run by Menke. He gets the call again. And he's stopped at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. Maybe they gave him a yard. It'll be second down and 14 yards to go. But the clock is running. The clock is running, and a two-point lead by Giltner. Giltner wants the stop. They want the ball back. Failing more points, they at least want to drain it to zero. But there's at least two more plays here for the Raiders. From scrimmage, assuming no turnovers. I formation, everybody in tight. Schroer under center, pitch. Menke, right side, can't find the cutback. He'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Third down, 14 coming. Good defensive play there. Joyce was over there. Poppin was over there. Dylan Beek was over there. And like I said, it takes 2-3 helmets on Menke to make that stop.
Yeah, and Menke's one of those guys. That last time that he broke the big 26-yard run to start this drive, they didn't have everybody rushed over on that side. He was able to break one tackle and off to the races there. They had three or four Giltner Hornets, Giltner helmets surrounding him on that play.
We may be providing bonus coverage on KHS, maybe on 98.9 FM as well. We'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9 after this one for sure. That time a penalty is called on Lawrence Nelson as they did not get the playoff. Nope. It's a timeout taken by Lawrence Nelson. So with 2:54 in this ball game, a timeout by Lawrence Nelson. They're down by two. They've got the ball and a 3rd and 13 when we come back in a half minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got the Ruts wrap-up coming up after this one. What a wrap-up it'll be. I'm wound up. It'll be hard to wrap it up. Someone's going to come out of this thing the victor of a very, very tough ball game. Third down, 13 to go. Back to pass, rolling, being pressured. They try a little screen, and it hits the ground incomplete. I don't know if that was a planned screen or just a safety valve. He tried to get it over to Menke, who was in a position as if he had blockers, but he didn't. And coming up there and making sure he didn't was Nick Preissler. Preissler's had a good second half as well.
Looked like just maybe a safety valve there. You want to get the ball into your playmaker if you're the quarterback there in that kind of situation, especially when Giltner, as we've mentioned, has been covering Lawrence Nelson receivers so well this game, and so well in the fact that Colton Shore is only 4-for-11 passing on the day.
28-26, 2:49 now on the game clock. Giltner has that two-point lead. They're on defense, and Jeff Ashby steps out onto the field now to talk to his guys. He's called the timeout. We'll take 30. Back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Thanks again, Tom Dibsdale Automotive, Grand Island, and Channel Seed for being presenting sponsors of the entire coverage of the 2013 Nebraska High School Football Tournament coverage on Platte River radio stations. Dinsdale Automotive at Dinsdale.com. Channel Seed, see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Here we go, fourth down, 13, back to pass, being pressured against Schroer. And he fires downfield, and it is knocked away. A great defensive play. The ball was intended for Josh Himmelberg, and a beautiful defensive play there. I think that was made by Joyce, wasn't it? Great defensive play by Justin Joyce. Got in front of Himmelberg, knocked it away, turnover on downs, and Giltner really controls their own fate right now. They've got the opportunity to drain the clock and hang on to the two-point or build that, but they can't turn it over, and they got to get a first down or two.
And remember, Lawrence Nelson has no timeouts here. Giltner's getting the ball with under 3 minutes to play.
Good point. I said Jeff Ashby took the timeout. It was Brian Blevins took the timeout for Lawrence Nelson, so Giltner still has one timeout. Shotgun, pitch, Lichty goes right side, gets a couple of yards, tackled inbounds though, and that's important. Now they won't go tempo. They'll drain as much as they can between plays. Lichty stays in there as one of the running backs. Ben Henricks, this is something you don't normally see. He wanders kind of casually over to the sideline, and now he's back to the huddle. Normally he's taking the play from the cue cards on the sideline.
You remember earlier on when they were moving so fast that the chains couldn't even keep up with the Giltner offense, and now the chains are all set. They're like, okay, let's go.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Now they set 2:02 on the clock. Shotgun. Good snap. Handoff straight up the middle. Lichty's close to a first down. Gets the first down inside the 35-yard line. And the clock will stop momentarily. The chain gang can hurry up. The referees can wind it up anytime they want to now. A minute 52 on the clock. Now they wind it. Hendricks has been over on the sideline talking to the coaching staff, comes into the huddle. Again, the players take their time getting to the line of scrimmage, drain as much clock as they can, a minute 39 until this thing ends. Giltner got a real wake-up call and a snoot full from Lawrence Nelson tonight. Not over. Shotgun. Hendricks keeps it himself. Goes upfield across the 20, excuse me, down to the 31-yard line. And that'll bring up second down and a strong six, short seven to go. Clock still running. If they can keep it between the sidelines, they can drain as much clock as they possibly can. We approach 1 minute to go. It's second down. They've got three more plays to run. They may be able to run this out without getting a first down, but I don't know they want to chance that. What they don't want to chance is a turnover. Second down. Hendricks keeps it himself. He's kind of fakes a sweep and keeps it himself and falls down. Now there's only 40 seconds. It's third down. They've got two more plays they can run. Nobody can stop the clock on the Lawrence Nelson sideline. The referees can, but have no reason to at this point. And they wind the clock. It's 25 seconds to go. Hendricks comes back to the huddle. The team breaks the huddle, goes up to the line of scrimmage. Everybody is in tight. This is the first time Hendricks has come up under center all night long. It'll be the victory formation. He touches down, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Giltner had a close call, but they escape. A 28-26 win in the first round of the D2 playoffs. The defending state champion Giltner Hornets prevail in this one, winning 28-26 over Lawrence Nelson. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with the Rutz wrap-up here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlet. Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Time now for the Rutz wrap-up. Comfort means something different to everyone, but no matter what comfort level is, Rutz Heating and Air can get your home there more efficiently. Call Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings. Experience trusted comfort and exceptional service with Rutz Heating and Air. All right, got a lot to wrap up here. You were checking a very important thing. Giltner wins, meaning they get to play again, and it will be where?
They will get to play again, and that is, to be honest, that's the only score that I don't have on the D2 side of things. We are one score short, and that was Nebraska, Lutheran, and Osceola. I will work on my sources as we continue to wrap this game up and see if we can't figure that out, but we do have every other D2 score in.
But it would it depend on who wins, whether Giltner is home or away or not?
If Nebraska, Lutheran would win, I believe that Giltner would have yet another home game. They would be the sixth seed here. If Nebraska Lutheran would win, they'd be the three seed. So the sixth seed would be the home team against the three seed. So if Osceola wins, they travel. To my knowledge of how this works, if Nebraska Lutheran wins, Giltner would be home. So we will wait the final score on that game as we continue to wrap up here.
All right. Well, on the Ruts wrap up here, let's just take a look at a couple of important points, and that is atypical of the way Giltner has played collectively over the, say, the last half dozen years, which has been pretty salty, efficient offensive football. This year in general, and tonight specifically, they had some real issues with ball control. They put the ball on the ground six times, they lost two fumbles, and then they threw one interception. So three turnovers on six fumbles and one interception, that is not at all like Jeff Ashby and the Hornets are used to running their football program. The Hornets actually lost the fumble, and Shore to Kinnon took the Lawrence Nelson Raiders to a six-point lead with 2:11 to go in the first period of play. The ensuing kickoff, though, and drive lasted 54 seconds, 65 yards, 11 yards per play. Giltner was looking like the Giltner of old, came back, storming back on a 20-yard run by Ben Hendricks, made it 8-6 with the two-point conversion, and with 1:11 to go, yes, less than a minute after the previous touchdown, with 1:11 to go, they had a two-point lead. That was a very big two-point conversion, as you'll find out as we progress here. Menke, an 11-yard run, made it 12-8. There was a four-point lead. There was a consistent pattern of two-point leads by Giltner and four-point leads by Lawrence Nelson, and it all hinged on the two-point conversion that was made in that very first score. Otherwise, they were even up on their attempts and conversions and subsequent scores. 12-8 was the score with 9:40 to go in the second period of play on a run by Menke, a four-point lead for Lawrence Nelson. Then Hendricks came back after hitting Jared Hastings, a young man who was injured in the game. Looks to be okay, but we don't know what the total circumstance is. He was on the ground for a while, was sitting with his teammates, but did not play in the second half. But he made a fantastic grab inside the five-yard line. Got him inside the five on that, and with 6:51 to go in the second, it was a 14-12 lead when Hendricks scored from 3 yards out after that catch by Jared Hastings. Lawrence Nelson came back, took the lead into halftime with a 6-yard Thayer run, made it 18-14, and that's what took us into the Allen Superstore halftime report, an 18-14 lead for Lawrence Nelson. Coming out, Schroer with a 1-yard plunge, made it 24-14. Garrett Poppin on a 2-yard run, made it 28-26, 28-26. There's that 2 points again. Giltner was able to hold Lawrence Nelson on an offensive series, took over with about 2 minutes to go, got one first down, and drained enough clock off, as Lawrence Nelson had already used all of their timeouts, and drained the clock down to zero with a two-point lead and a two-point win, 28-26. Giltner extends their season, now 8-1 on the year. Lawrence Nelson goes home at 6-3.
Oh, boy, Craig, I want to tell you, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on in the broadcast, every single play of
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House Thursday, November 14th through Sunday, November 17th. You'll find homemade crafts, homemade foods, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, just follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
All right, I guess we're back now after, I'm not sure what happened there. But hey, it's Halloween. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. 28-26, Giltner moves on to fight another round of the playoffs in defense of their 2012 D2 state championship. The players are different. A lot of the names are the same from the previous high-quality teams, but they're in that pattern. You know, there's that old thing. Do you hope to win? Do you think you can win? Or do you expect to win? And tonight, I think, was a case where Giltner ultimately expected to win.
Sure.
They didn't do it in flashy style, but they did it, I think, as a tribute to the tradition that's been here for the last 6-7 years.
Hey, and speaking of tradition, I want to go back to Lawrence Nelson a little bit. This is a team that has been on the rise the past several years, and we're starting to see what this Lawrence Nelson team is going to be capable of here as Brian Blevins continues to build a Raider program that's very similar to those old days where
Gary DeBoer, one of the winningest coaches in high school history in Nebraska, great tradition, and you're right, Brian Blevins has the Raiders looking a little more like their tradition as well.
Even and as I was saying at the top of the broadcast, Craig, this was one of those that, as before the release of the D2 state playoffs, I had both these teams meeting in the quarterfinals. I had them much more down the line. This, to me, looked every bit of a quarterfinal matchup where every play was important to come down to the last score. But take a look at the Giltner when they were able to establish momentum, and I want to say it happened about late third quarter. Mm-hmm. After that turnover, after that interception, the spark got Giltner back on top. Garrett Poppin hit two big plays.
And of course, we always look at the Giltner offense. What won this game was the Giltner defense. Mm-hmm. The Giltner defense stood their ground when they needed to, and they got the three and out when they needed to. Then they got the ball turned over when they needed to, and ultimately that is really what got them back on solid ground, because with the six times, put the ball on the ground six times, one interception, two fumbles lost, they were reeling. They were not an efficient, well-oiled machine on offense, but they stabilized themselves by playing good defense, and then it carried over. Despite the fact they're the same people basically playing both sides of the ball.
Well, you could go back into that fourth quarter, Craig, where you talk about Giltner's defense. Here's Lawrence Nelson. Dylan Menke picks up a big 26-yard run. All of a sudden, Lawrence Nelson has it in scoring territory. There's about 5 minutes left to play. They try the same play, a little quick pitch, two times in a row. Giltner stuffs it, forces Schroer to pass, which credit to Giltner's secondary. They played great defense today. He was only 4 of 13 on the day for just a short few yards, so they were able to knock down two passes and ultimately win that football game by going into V formation.
CPI, Mr. Tire, wrap-up of all of these games and the ones still going on. Turn on Classic Hits 98.9 after you get done with us and listen for Merritt Lawson and company. I think John Dibbern is probably going to help out on that as well. To wind up the scores, we'll have some traveling plans for you. We'll find out who's going where as these scores develop. 8 playoff games in 2 days here on Platte River Radio. It's Kearney at Millard West tomorrow. And we had 7 games today. We won't run that down. That is the job of the CPI Mr. Tire guys. Again, presentation of all of this coverage, though, presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road and Webb Road, online at DinsdaleAuto.com. And Channel Seat in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. This has been the Ruts Wrap-Up on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Craig Eckert here. Thanks to Caleb Rinke back at the radio station. To Tyson Hebronic here alongside Craig Eckert. Again, the final score, Giltner 28, Lawrence Nelson 26 on The Breeze 94.5. See you next time. Thanks for joining us tonight.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently